Well, absolutely fascinating to talk to you. Phil Dorrell, he's managing partner at Retail Remedy. John Lewis, never knowingly undersold when it comes to their Christmas ad, eh? John Holmes is here. He's joined me to tell us what's happening on his show. I can't imagine, John, being the cynical type that you are. You enjoy a John Lewis ad.
Well, I think I have seen this year's, the new one, with Buster the dog and the badger and the foxes. And I have to say, I do like it slightly more than the weird, creepy paedophile on the moon with a telescope looking at a young girl last year.
Don't think he will. I think you'll find he was the man on the moon. But I have to say, I didn't like
it. A bit sinister, wasn't it?
Years.
I like the one with the, you know, when that girl was wrapping up something for her parents that year and took it up to their bedroom, and she was, all, and that was all sort of very emotional, wasn't it?
Yes. I've got to be honest. For me, it was the penguins.
You like the penguins?
Penguins, absolutely.
They cut away before the end of that one with that girl, though, because I was expecting to see Gwyneth Paltrow's head in that box.
You're a very bad, evil man.
Yes.
He's just ruined Christmas for everybody.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. What's coming up on your show?
Well, I'll be bouncing on a trampoline for the whole 3 hours, of course.
Your tongue lolling out like Boxer, like Buster.
All right, leave your fantasies in your own head, please. And there'll be, you know, the four, Trump day two, isn't it? So, you know, we're going to find out a little bit
he's
about
that.
He's
not even taken over yet.
I know, but it feels like he sort of has. Yeah. He's taken over the media agenda and we're just joining in.
We are indeed. It's basically Trump and
Trump,
John Lewis.
A trampoline. I'm going to bounce on a Donald trampoline with a fox and a badger.
It's a beautiful image. I think that is what he does.
With my tongue out if you want.
I'm Julia Hartley-Brew. It's been a pleasure having your company for the last 3 hours. Do join John Holmes from 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Did you know that with Jet2.com you can fly to 58 destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek Islands? And the best bit is, you could fly to one of them for free. That's because this week we're giving away 20,000 return flights in our Name That Destination quiz. That's one every 15 seconds. Visit Jet2.com to enter now. Good luck. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Subject to availability and normal conditions.
Repeat after me. I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
I, Isabella Lopez, do solemnly swear.
Yes, to apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £220.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £11,000 and your partner earns less than £43,000, you could receive up to £220. If you were eligible last year and didn't claim, you could get up to £432. Apply now at gov.uk/marriage-allowance.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs, so you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
Trudging around a drafting warehouse looking for flat-pack furniture this weekend? Try the Nissan Red Tag event instead. From the 10th to the 14th of November only, there are huge extra deposit contributions on selected Nissans, like £3,250 on X-Trail, £2,500 on Qashqai and up to £2,600 on Juke. All at 4.99% APR representative. Plus test drive a Juke and get an additional £500 off the recommended retail price on selected diesel models. The Nissan Red Tag event ends 14th of November. Nissan, innovation that excites. Qashqai and X-Trail excludes Vizier. Test drive offer applicable to Juke and Connector, Envision and Techno Diesel models only. Nissan Finance, subject to status over 18s. T&Cs at nissan.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after 1 o'clock, it's Thursday. Good afternoon. Welcome along. 1 till 4. I am John Holmes with it. Here's Victoria ahead of it with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the NHS must pay for HIV prevention, Trump protests, and S Club star's ex is cleared of assault.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has dismissed NHS England's argument that it can't legally prescribe anti-HIV drugs. PrEP has been described as a game changer in the fight against the virus and AIDS. The health service had argued against footing the bill, though, saying local authorities are responsible for prevention treatments. Deborah Gold, the chief executive of the National AIDS Trust, has told Talk Radio she's delighted with the outcome.
As you can imagine, absolutely beside ourselves. We're really pleased. A second time, the court has supported us in saying that NHS England does have the power to commission PrEP, and we're delighted that NHS England has now agreed that that's the case. And so this can be the final stage in the legal process.
Passengers on board a tram which derailed in South London yesterday, killing seven people, have compared the aftermath of the crash to a war zone. The driver, who was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter, has been released on bail. Local MP Gavin Barwell's told Talk Radio it's devastating.
Thousands of my constituents use trams every day to get to work, to get to school. They have an incredibly good safety record, so nobody could have dreamt that this would happen. I actually had a friend of mine was on the tram, who's in hospital at the moment, so it's a real shock to the whole community.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets across America last night to demonstrate against Donald Trump's election as US president. It's ahead of a meeting between the Republican and Barack Obama at the White House this afternoon. A police chief says biometric scans must be boosted at UK borders to stop extremists getting into the country. Speaking a year since the Paris terror attacks, Neil Basu, who is a new senior national coordinator for counter-terrorism policing, says everybody's identity should be checked in a way that's foolproof. And the former fiance of S Club 7 singer Hannah Spirit has been cleared of assaulting her. The trial against Adam Thomas from West London collapsed, with prosecutors saying there wasn't enough evidence to go to trial.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright day for most places, but there will be occasional showers turning heavy at times with highs of 11 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
You all right?
I'm okay. How are you?
Your voice is sounding a lot better now. On the mend?
It is.
2 days ago, barely hear you. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, better. Today, betterer.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. You said something very odd to me in the office.
It wasn't that odd. I just said, I made an observation. I was like, have you had your hair cut? Because it looks shorter.
Yeah.
And you said?
I said, yes, I have. And then you said,
it looks neat.
You didn't say it looks neat. You said, you look neat. Which, for a start, would lead one to think that ordinarily you think I look scruffy.
No.
Which I don't. And B, I mean, neat. I mean, that's neither a compliment nor an insult, is it? That's like just a weird no man's land of commentary. It's like, unless, of course, you were going down the American route, was going, it's kind of neat.
Well,
meaning excellent.
You can read into that way if you'd like to.
That's not what it means in American. Excellent.
No,
you've just made that up.
No, what American...
Hey, that's kind of neat. That means it's
kind of neat. It
means
it's okay.
It means excellent.
Not excellent.
And I can at least I can you so I can read into it. At least I can read.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
I was talking to Cornelius.
FYI, I don't think your hair's excellent. All kind of excellent.
I mean, it is kind of excellent.
It's really not.
What is it? What do you mean? What's wrong with it? You said it a minute ago. You said it was neat.
It is neat, but it's not excellent.
Here's Pete. Is it Pete Abbott?
Yeah.
Pabbott.
Padabbott.
Padabbott. Patabut, Patangyang Kippabang with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Despite not being a regular for his club, Wayne Rooney will captain England for their World Cup qualifier with Scotland at Wembley tomorrow night. The Manchester United player has had few opportunities at Old Trafford this season, but England interim manager Gareth Southgate says he's got total faith in his skipper. England's cricketers are in a strong position at the end of day two in their opening test against India, with three players scoring first innings centuries. Alistair Cook's men made 537 thanks to big scores from Joe Root, Ben Stokes and Moeen Ali. India then closed the day on 63 without loss, trailing by 474 runs. And in rugby union, Wasps centre Elliot Daly will make his first start for England in their autumn international with South Africa. Northampton flanker Tom Wood returns to the starting lineup for the match on Saturday. Meanwhile, Cardiff prop Gethin Jenkins will captain Wales against Argentina on Saturday. despite usual skipper Sam Warburton returning from injury. And Scotland hooker Ross Ford will win his 100th cap against Australia at Murrayfield. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Patabat. That's Patabat with the pre-recorded sports, and Victoria with the live news. I thought your news was neat. Chloe, you're welcome. Chloe, just do something.
Talk Radio.
Sky Q is brilliant. You can get these mini boxes that let you access what's on your main box in any room, even your recordings. And they don't need connecting to your dish, so you don't have to mess around drilling holes or anything. Plus, when you're out and about, you can watch recordings on your phone or tablet without 3G, 4G or Wi-Fi. Sorted. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Require Sky Q box, Sky TV, Sky Q multi-screen subscriptions and Sky Q minis. Save selected recordings from last 90 days to compatible device connected to home broadband.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. On the John Holmes Show.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I am Donald Trump.
Complicated business.
Should it be paid for by Mexican?
It seems the animal kingdom realised Donald Trump was quick to plant a kiss on a Chinese monkey named Geta.
Trying to blend in.
From bed. Do you have an opinion on whether or not we need the future? Or given that Donald Trump has described all Mexicans as McElroy Meckelwood?
Meckelwood.
Just draw a line and say there is no future.
3, 2, 1.
Well, the news is complicated. So, paid intern Cornelius is summing up the mood of the left-wing liberal elite.
Oh my God, how is this happening?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then to you, and as the Orange Trust... Trust? That's Trump dust. Trust. Orange Trump dust continues to settle on Washington. We are, let's call it day two, I suppose, of us all being alive, despite Trump's tiny hands coming one step closer to groping the nuclear button. Now, as we've been hearing in the news there with Victoria, there have been protests overnight, of course, with anti-Trump demonstrators outside Trump Tower in New York, while in Washington, thousands of pussies took to the street. Because there's a very real fear among cats that the new president will grab them with impunity. We are getting breaking news that 10 cats were arrested in violent clashes between kittens and police overnight, with onlookers crying over the milk that was inevitably spilled. Obviously, we'll keep you updated on that, on the cat riots of Washington, D.C., as we... Ugly scenes, to be honest. Now, Trump, of course, as we know, got in yesterday. He got voted in. That was the 9th of November, or 9/11, as many are calling it. And the commencement of his Mexico wall plan coming along there, with no little irony that it fell on the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Ich bin ein Berliner, President John F. Kennedy famously once said. Ich bin ein Nutter, said Trump. Wie hast du jung bild das brillant Mauer? Which is, of course, German for how did you guys build that brilliant wall?
Quite.
Almost. You should have got the, he's nearly there. What would it have been?
What was it?
How did you guys build that brilliant wall?
Wie machen Sie das tolle Mauer?
What about brilliant?
Toller. Great.
I said brilliant, not great. Great's better than brilliant.
No, it's not.
All right. You know, they should have got to build a wall. He should employ to build his wall, Donald Trump, don't you?
Who?
The guy from the John Lewis advert. The new dad from the John Lewis advert. Because
yeah.
He manages to build a trampoline, like, in minutes.
Yeah, on his own.
On his own! Exactly! This guy's incredible. One look at the instructions, next minute, the whole thing's up. Unbelievable, he's built a massive garden trampoline. Spoiler, by the way. If you're a little girl from the advert listening, I'm afraid you have got a trampoline for Christmas. That's what we all know now, isn't it? Well, she said, "Have you seen the advert?
Yes,
I have. You build a trampoline, then a couple of foxes and a badger have a go on it, right?
And a hedgehog and a squirrel.
And that is hugely irresponsible, right? Isn't it? Of John Lewis, of course, because foxes are vermin, right? And badgers carry TB. So at the very least, at the end of the advert, what should have happened? John Lewis should have shown the foxes being killed by angry farmers and the badger being gassed. So the little girl comes out Christmas morning, finds the bloodied corpses of two foxes and a culled badger on her trampoline. With a boxer dog trying to hump one of the trampoline's legs. Happy Christmas from John Lewis. You know Windoline, right? You buy that to clean windows, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Trampoline, I'm just saying. Anyway, hello, welcome. It's the 1 till 4 in the afternoons of Talk Radio. It's not like Sheena Fogarty, this, is it? It's not. I am John Holmes, and yes, we have assembled the following half-assed ideas roughly into the shape of a show. Headline Hijack is on the way. That is where you are invited to make up a news story. You'll know that very well if you're a regular listener. It will be 2 o'clock that sees a made-up news story coming out of Victoria's mouth. It's
This Man.
Yeah, that's the one. And your made-up news story could be confusing those who don't listen to this bit of the programme, but only join us at 2 o'clock. That is Headline Hijack. 8722 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
After that, there'll be another lonely luncher, well and truly inducted into our Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone, tell us why and engage in idle chit-chat, specifically designed to make you feel fewer lonely. And you could win an exciting gift prize. Here's the email to get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. As you'd also expect, all the big stories of the day analysed in the next 3 hours through the medium of Japanese poetry as we bring you the news in haikus. Work experience punditry, we see Emma back in the building, wading her way through hipster nonsense. Mark is live in Washington, D.C., he will have the diversity paper review for us again today from Washington, D.C. live. And Mark's diversity is that he is brown. So we are going to get to him again before Trump's stormtroopers have him shot. Also later, a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz looks at the showbiz. That's a budget thing. And of course, what Thursday would be complete without an edition of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Ross Master? That is coming this afternoon. Plus, of course, all of the analysis of the news you would expect on a talk radio show. Ginger Dave is not producing. It's the Student Radio Awards tonight, and I imagine he's busy hosing down the back of his van from the last time. Ass broadcast, however, is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
I hate you all.
All right. Chloe's on the buttons. Hello, Chloe.
Hiya.
Hiya. Victoria's got the news.
Hiya.
Paid intern Cornelius is like the foxes and the badger and the dog on the John Lewis trampoline is now bouncing on the studio sofa like two foxes and a badger and a dog just bouncing. Oh, he's hit his head on the ceiling. Good. It's a very low ceiling. Good. That's nice, yeah.
It's not as loud as you'd hope.
No. Can you just run it a bit more aggressively? Pretend it's Donald Trump's face. It's a trampoline. It's a trampoline. There you
die!
Go.
Die!
I am John Holmes. This is your Talk Radio in the Afternoons thing from Talk Radio. We'll start. We'll get into the big story with some music.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. Peaches, moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches.
All right then. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon. That, as Talk Radio's head of music, is what I've chosen to play to get us into today's big story. It's a technique. What you do is you add a little production colour to the programme, a little bridging moment, getting us between menu and big story chat. And that's why I've chosen to play that song. But why would I have chosen to play that song, Peaches, by... Well, why would I have chosen to play that, Cornelius? I've given you a clue. I've said it's to do with today's big story.
Okay, and this song is Peaches.
That's right.
And it's by the Presidents of the United States. Are peaches in the news?
Yeah. Millions of peaches. Peaches for millions of peaches rioting overnight, of course, in America. Donald Trump, of course, very anti-peach, as we know, despite being a very similar colour to an overripe one. He's said he won't allow foreign peaches into the country. He's going to build walls around peaches and make fruit pay for it. But yes, of course, Donald Trump, day two. A lot of climb downs from a lot of world leaders. That's what's interested me today. As they bounce on John Lewis trampolines of their own. A lot of climb downs, a lot of international world leaders who've previously insulted Trump and said he's not fit to govern. Now all having to say how much they're looking forward to working with him. We need a guest to talk us through this political upheaval. Ask Prodcast is through the glass. It's her job to get us a guest, which means she won't do it very well. Hi, Cass.
I heard that.
Oh. Could you...
Come in here and say that.
No. Could you get me a guest, please? Someone to talk us through it all.
Okay.
Thanks. Right, we'll talk to someone to talk us through it all next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
They do say diamonds are a girl's best friend. At the perfume shop, Emporio Armani Diamonds is £39.99 for 100ml while stocks last, saving £29 on the RRP of £69. Give your confident woman a little sparkle this Christmas. You know the person, we know the perfume. At the perfume shop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Silcombe traffic in Staffordshire due to an earlier accident on the M6 northbound between junction 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke. It's been moved to the hard shoulder and all lanes are open, but still very heavy on that stretch. In Boston, the A16 John Adams Way northbound is closed due to flooding and a burst water main between Botolph Street and Horncastle Road. In Carcroft, South Yorkshire, the A19 Doncaster Road, that's closed due to an accident in both directions between Home Lane and Tilts Hills Lane. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Matt's discovering marathons are not for the faint-hearted, or those who began training 2 days ago like he did. Which perfectly explains why he's dropped to his hands and knees just half a mile into the real thing. Life can be rubbish if you're unprepared, but not with cross-country trains. Get cheap cross-country train tickets up to 15 minutes before departure using the last-minute train ticket section on our website. Come on, Matt. Just 25 and a half miles to go. Subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
James Whale back from 7 tonight here on Talk Radio. And just time for some of your reactions that have been coming in. Cornelius, I know you've been collating them.
Lots coming in. John, yeah. Lots of people are... John read that one yesterday.
Okay.
John says, say what you want about 2016, but 2017 is going to be a great year for American hip-hop. Absolutely. John, this year's John Lewis advert really tugged at the heartstrings, leading to full cardiac arrest. I'm now recovering in hospital. I hope everyone consider this when I'm next shopping there.
Right, thank you very much. That, we almost read that correctly, but not quite. No. If you've got a reaction that you'd like Cornelius to half read out before collapsing in a mess of vowels and consonants that make no sense, do get in touch. 8-7-2-2
the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story. So, as the president-elect of the United States of the Americas begins to get his racist feet under the Oval Office desk... by the way, within this transition period, Donald Trump, we're learning, will apparently undergo training to make his feet more dexterous. He's told advisors that it doubles his chances of grabbing women's foo-foos. He doesn't mind what limits with. But as he readies himself for power, many commentators today, of course, likening the political upheaval in the States to the one that happened here in June with Brexit. Trump is like Brexit, they say. Although, if that's true, that makes it Trumpet, which is stupid. Or is it? Given that for many, he is an instrument of destruction. And if further proof were needed, what do the angels play to herald the coming of the apocalypse in the Bible? Trumpets, that's what. Coincidence? Yes, it is. But it won't stop the doommongers. And it also didn't stop other world leaders not so long ago condemning him and now having to do an awkward U-turn to say they're now looking forward to working with the new president of the United States. On the line to discuss this is Dr. Stephen Hurst. He's a lecturer in politics at Manchester Metropolitan University. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Hi,
thanks for joining us. It's good to have you on. So, angels blowing in heaven to warn of the coming of the Trumpy Christ. I mean, is the world leaders, how awkward is it for them now?
Well, I mean, a bit, but I mean, that's kind of... politicians are used to shamelessly changing their minds and repudiating something they said yesterday, so I mean, it's not that big a deal. This kind of what they do all the time, isn't it?
It is. That's true, but I mean, it just seems slightly more embarrassing given... for instance, François Hollande, as you know, French president, before Donald Trump became US president, said he makes you want to retch. Now he said, I congratulate him, as it's natural to do. You've got, well, Boris Johnson, of course, one of the best, says that Donald Trump is clearly out of his mind, stupefying ignorance, and the only reason I wouldn't go to some parts of New York is the real risk of meeting Donald Trump. And now, of course, yesterday he said, I believe passionately in the importance of the UK-US relationship, and I'm confident Donald and I can take it forward together. So they do, of course, contradict themselves all the time, but this is just a very high-profile one, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's and much what Boris said about the president of Turkey was far worse than what he said about Donald Trump.
Yes.
I mean, and since he said quite a lot of practice at eating his words, I suppose. But yeah, it's a bit more tricky when it's, you know, the most, one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful man now in the world. It does make things a little bit more awkward, I guess, and you have to eat your words a little bit more quickly and perhaps have a larger slice of humble pie. But that's, you know. That's how it is, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know about you, Sue, but to be a fly on the wall at the awkward first meeting between Trump and all these people. You know, I mean, you know how it is. If you've said something bad about a colleague, right, and they've been standing behind you at the time, or you've accidentally sent an email slagging someone off, but CC'd that person in because they were in a chain of names. That's one thing. But this is kind of properly on the global stage. And you just think, televise these meetings. You know, the really awkward first meeting between them.
Yeah, I kind of agree, because I mean, I think, you know, most normal politicians, there would be some kind of unspoken code whereby, you know, you don't mention what you said, I won't mention what I said, and we'll just kind of both pretend we didn't say it.
Yeah.
But you kind of guess that Trump being Trump, it wouldn't be like that. That strikes me as a man with a deeply kind of fragile ego who has probably got a... Richard Nixon used to have an enemies list. We wrote down everyone who said anything bad about him in a black book. I think Trump's probably... A bit like that.
I mean, so
he would probably want to exercise his revenge publicly, yeah.
So you think he should handle it? I mean, not ignore it, just when you call them. First thing he says, just call them out on it. Just quote it to them.
Well, I think that's what he'll do. I mean, I think most politicians wouldn't do that. You know, that's probably why politicians can get away with saying things and then denying them afterwards, because they all do it, so they would all kind of pretend they didn't do it and they would all get on. But Trump isn't part of the club, so he
might not
behave in the same way.
He should GoPro it. He should put a GoPro on his funny hair. Right, and walk into these meetings and just film the whole thing, because we're never going to get to see it. It's going to be behind closed doors. So Trump, if he wants to really break the mould, film it yourself, upload it to the White House website.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him.
Do you think neutral ground is the answer here? I mean, because these meetings are always done, obviously, on if he comes here, it'll be done at Downing Street, or you know, if he goes to, you know, it'll be in these set places. But you know, I'm thinking neutral ground. If you're trying to make up with someone, you know, Trump and Theresa May should go to Nando's. Just hang out, neutral ground, no one minds about it. They can share, Donald can dip hot sauce to all, you know, till the cows come home, all the chickens.
He'd probably be quite happy with that. I don't know, I mean, he strikes me as the kind of guy who probably quite likes fast food. He'd probably be okay with that. Theresa May, I'm not so sure, she might not be quite so comfortable with that.
No, well, and also, given Donald Trump, he'd probably try to grab her breast. If she orders the breast, I mean, she might order the wings. So, I don't know what she eats in Nando's. It's interesting, though, isn't it? There's another quote here as well. And this is, I like this, Stephen, because this is leaders not backtracking like Donald Trump, perhaps Francois Hollande had to do. But this is Martin Schulz, who's the European Parliament president, of course, said before he was elected, Trump is not only a problem for the EU, but for the world. If a man is sitting in the White House with no clue, then a critical point has been reached. And then yesterday he just sort of said, the result must be respected.
That's right. He hasn't actually denied anything he said before.
That's right.
Accepting reality and its brutal unpleasantness.
So we look forward to it, Stephen. We look forward to him making his way around the world on a sort of insulty tour.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it's kind of an ill wind that blows nobody any good. I mean, I'm kind of hoping that at least we get more students studying politics now, because it's kind of makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Brexit, Trump, it's not boring.
Well, you're absolutely right. There'll be 4 years of interesting things, certainly. It'll keep you busy, Stephen, as a lecturer in politics.
I hope so. Yeah.
Good. Thanks very much indeed. That's Stephen Hurst, his lecturer in politics at Manchester Uni, talking us through the world leaders there. It's an ill wind that blew nobody any good, he said. And also Monica Lewinsky once, as far as I recall. Right, so it's coming up to 1:30, and Victoria's got the news in a moment. In the next half an hour, Lonely Lunch Club, if you're lunching alone, we want to hear from you. Why are you lunching alone? Come on the radio, tell us why. We can chit and chat about the day's events, idle chit-chat a speciality, and you could win yourself a John Holmes 1-4 in the afternoon weekday gift prize. Also, headline hijack on the way. But Victoria has the news now.
Talk Radio.
NHS England has lost its appeal over a highly effective anti-HIV drug. The High Court has ruled the health service does have the power to commission and ultimately pay for PrEP. Nick Perry, who took a part in a trial of the drug, has told Talk Radio it's life-changing.
It can be the difference between having sex and not having sex. Does that matter? Yes, of course it does, because it's all about life. I think it can make a huge difference. It certainly did mentally to me, because it takes away almost entirely the risk.
Crystal Palace has paid tribute to a teenage fan killed in yesterday's tram crash in South London. Dale Chinnery, who was 19, was one of seven people to die in Croydon. The driver, who was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter, has been released on bail. Donald Trump will travel to his next home, the White House, this afternoon to meet outgoing President Barack Obama. It's set to be an uneasy meeting, though, with both men not disguising their disdain of one another on the campaign trail. One of the men who escaped from Pentonville Prison in North London has been arrested. Matthew Baker used diamond-tipped cutting equipment to slice through bars, along with James Whitlock, who's still missing. Four homes in North Yorkshire may have to be pulled down after a sinkhole appeared. A 30-foot-deep crater opened in a back garden last night. And Wayne Rooney will captain England for the World Cup qualifier with Scotland tomorrow night at Wembley. The Manchester United player hasn't made his club starting 11 a number of times this season. The weather, a bright day for most places, but there will be occasional showers turning heavy at times with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour. That's right.
There's more in half an hour. There's also more in 1 hour.
Yep.
Because at 2
and in 1.5 hours.
All right.
And in 2 hours.
Yes.
And in 2.5 hours.
Yes.
And 3 hours.
Don't need a running.
And 3.5 hours.
And
four hours. Yes. Yeah, right through to Sam's show. And in 4.5 hours.
And 5 hours. I can't. What time is that? That's half six. And then in 5.5 hours. And then I'll be done.
Well, the one I'm concerned with is the one in 1 hour when the Victoria's bonus news, of course, Victoria's news, very much like a Toblerone in that it's smaller than it used to be, but costs the same because she hasn't had a wage reduction, even though her bulletins are a minute shorter than they used to be. So, bonus news to fill the time up is at 2:30 today. Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Do you want to theme it for America again?
No.
Okay.
Because it's hard, really hard anyway, just to find vegetable news. So, no.
Okay.
I'll see if I can.
All right.
But I'm not making any guarantees.
No promises.
No.
Fine. So, Victoria, in an hour's time, but also in half an hour's time, she'll be here, of course, with Headline Hijack. The lines are open for that. They will be for the next 20 minutes or so. If you've got a made-up news story in your head, write it down, get it to us, and it could come out of Victoria's mouth, which is this mouth.
This mouth.
In 27 minutes' time to fool those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. And as I say, we'll also meet a lonely luncher. This is Talk Radio.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay. So, a lot of reactions coming into today's big story. This, of course, is the U-turn by most world leaders after they slagged Donald Trump off in the run-up to the presidential election. And then, with the shock of him gaining office, have now had to hurriedly backtrack. We're hearing there again in the news. He is going to be meeting President Obama in the White House this afternoon. Now, we probably won't get to see that happen, which is a massive shame. So my advice, if you're listening, Donald Trump, and I know that you're a fan of the show, Donald, wear a GoPro, okay, and film it yourself, because it's going to be a really awkward meeting, but as Professor Stephen there was saying from Manchester University, Donald Trump probably won't stand on convention and just ignore the insult elephant in the room. He should actually just steam in and go, "What was that you said about me, Obama?" and just make it all a bit awkward. and then record it on a GoPro so we can all watch that. That's a lot of reactions coming in about this.
Lots coming in. John, when Boris Johnson says he's clearly out of his mind, stupefying ignorance, surely he was extending an olive branch saying, we have lots in common. And John, Angela Merkel said that, what does this say? Yeah. That she is happy to...
do you want
work...
me to read that for you? Are you struggling with that?
No, it's fine. I just had to find it. Okay. She's happy to work with... America and Trump, as long as they are bound together by values such as democracy, freedom, and respecting the rule of law. So presumably we can expect World War III any point.
We will let you know if World War III breaks out while we're on air this afternoon. We will, of course, bring you...
We have a haiku ready for that.
Exactly, which is what, which is the last thing many people would want to hear before they died. So, yeah, World War III coverage on the programme this afternoon. Should it break out, we will, of course, bring that to you.
The two mics are doing an overnight special on it as well.
Yes, as the world burns, that's right. So, Talk Radio, that's what you're listening to. And as I say, Headline Hijack is on the way. Which is where we throw over the news agenda. Wasn't even reading that, I just can't say it, obviously. The news agenda thrown over to you, my friend. All you have to do is make a news story up. Get it into the news at 2 o'clock. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there simply to confuse the people not listening to this bit so they don't hear us setting it up. All they hear when they switch the radio on at 2 o'clock is the news, and thus they go about believing it. Treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have you got there, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Sally, who says, Donald Trump has announced that one of his first moves as president will be to put pressure on NBC to make new episodes of the popular 90s sitcom Friends. The president-elect says this is just the first step of his Make America Great Again plan, which also includes bringing the McRib back to McDonald's and restarting the Vietnam War.
A man who lives in Kent, called Donald Trump, has said he's scared to leave the house. The man who shares his name with the president-elect has said he's already suffered from harassment, including his front garden wall being defaced with graffiti saying, build bridges, not walls. Thanks very much. A lot of American ones coming in. The results of a survey in America have revealed that 46% of the population would happily watch and not intervene after giving a toddler the keys to a car and watch it head towards their own house. This number is incredibly similar to the proportion of US citizens who did not vote. What is interesting, though, actually, off the back of that is, of course, they're now the data is coming in.
Oh, yeah, the data.
In the high percentage of white women who voted for Trump and said they didn't take into account at all, or didn't need to, any of the sort of sexist, misogynist things he said or didn't say. I read a very interesting quote this morning with a woman. They said, why did you vote for Trump then, given that you didn't necessarily fall into the demographic that they thought would? And she said, well, the reason is that I just assume all presidents are sort of a bit gropey and a bit misogynistic in history and a bit womanizy, she said. And she said, and to be honest with you, it's just this time he happened to be in front of a microphone that caught him saying it, whereas her view was that all presidents... JFK, you can argue, actually, the amount of affairs he had, and he was very well known for that kind of philandering, that kind of thing, wasn't he? So, you know. He was the other president who nearly took us into a nuclear war. So, you know, go... Hello, missile crisis. So I don't know.
Sorry, are you suggesting Donald Trump should be assassinated?
I wouldn't say those words, no.
Okay.
But if he is visiting Dallas, and you happen to be hanging out in a book depository, #just saying.
Are you calling for more grassy knolls in America?
I want to see that. I want to bring back. If I was president, I'd bring back the grassy knoll
and the open top parade.
Yeah. Hi, John. Could you please ask your listeners to be careful when putting their reactions in the reaction bins? Now, this has come in as a text. It's a timely warning, actually, because you'll know if you are a regular listener to Talk Radio, or indeed if you've been in a supermarket car park recently around the country now, next to the clothing and shoe banks and bottle bins that there are, you can put your Talk Radio reactions into the Talk Radio reaction bin. Bad reactions, awkward racist reactions go in the top, moderate reactions in the middle, quite... normal reactions go down the bottom. It's very simple. Anyway, John, please could you ask your listeners to be careful when putting their reactions in the reaction bins, because while walking my dog this morning on my local football pitch, there were Julia Hartley Brewer ones strewn all over the goal mouth, centre circle and mainly towards the right wing. And also, I'm sick of finding Paul Ross blowing all around my local car park. And that's from Mr. K. Eep Britain Tidy in Maidenhead. I just texted that. If you've got a reaction or a reaction to a reaction, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Tweets are free. We'll meet a lonely luncher next. If you're lunching alone and want to get on the list to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, here it comes. Lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk. Email that. Cass will call you back. You won't understand a word she says because she's northern and angry. However, it'll get the process started. Lonely lunch on the way on Talk Radio next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Did you know that with Jet2.com you can fly to 58 destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek Islands? And the best bit is, you could fly to one of them for free. That's because this week we're giving away 20,000 return flights in our Name That Destination quiz. That's one every 15 seconds. Visit Jet2.com to enter now. Good luck. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Subject to availability and normal conditions.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range at participating retailers from the 11th till the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Silcombe traffic in Staffordshire due to an earlier accident on the M6 northbound between junction 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke. It's been moved to the hard shoulder and all lanes are open, but still very heavy on that stretch. In Boston, the A16 John Adams Way northbound is closed due to flooding in a burst water main between Botolph Street and Horncastle Road. In Carcroft, South Yorkshire, the A19 Doncaster Road, that's closed due to an accident in both directions between Home Lane and Tiltsills Lane. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Matt's discovering marathons are not for the faint-hearted, or those who began training 2 days ago like he did. Which perfectly explains why he's dropped to his hands and knees just half a mile into the real thing. Life can be rubbish if you're unprepared, but not with cross-country trains. Get cheap cross-country train tickets up to 15 minutes before departure using the last-minute train ticket section on our website. Come on, Matt. Just 25 and a half miles to go. Subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time. On Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, it's been a busy couple of days news-wise, hasn't it? I mean, that's an understatement. Just look at the front pages of the papers today. The papers, of course, only today were able to really catch up with Trumpageddon because that was, obviously, it came early in the morning when they'd all gone to press yesterday. So, Financial Times, Trump moves to reassure shocked allies and nervous investors. Trump power, says the I. Trump boost for EU exit on the Express there, as you'd expect. Trumpageddon itself, the headline. Trump quake on the Mail. And the Sun have just gone, doh! With a picture of Homer Simpson.
I think the Mail one's worse. Trump quake.
Trump quake doesn't even work.
No.
The coming of the Trumpy Christ. That's what they should have gone with. Or Trumpoline. with the John Lewis advert, right? But with the dog bouncing on the drum, but with Donald Trump's face on it. Have you ever seen the remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Of course you haven't, Cornelius. You haven't watched anything. But there's a scene in there with Donald Sutherland near the end, I think, pointing at a dog with a human's face and screaming. And I think that John Lewis, what they should have done for their Christmas advert, he's got that trampoline, right? A trampoline, but with a dog, the dog on it, but with Donald Trump's face, bouncing on the trampoline as the small child came out. The little girl, she runs out into the garden in the advert, doesn't she? And she sees the dog bouncing on her Christmas present trampoline. And then the trampoline dog, the Trump dog, the Trumpy Christ, should have dropped a nuclear bomb on her. Merry Christmas from John Lewis.
It's a good present, a trampoline, because no one's expecting it.
That's right. Yeah. You thought you were going to get something else.
Yeah.
But on Christmas morning, you wake up, trampoline.
Trampoline.
Good. Right, so, but what I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
Well, no,
it,
many people can't, Cornelius. I mean, a lot of people can't get their head around it. You're not the only one. Donald Trump can't get his head around it. He thinks it's complicated. Listen.
Complicated business.
That's what he said yesterday in his victory speech. He's right as well. This whole news thing is a sort of...
complicated business.
Yeah, it is. And we just can't get our heads around it. But we're here to help you. Of course, we are. We pull you through the news each and every day by analysing it, by drilling down deep inside the news to where the very core of it resides. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present for your delight the news in haikus.
Clinton tells women to dream more like a nightmare in Donald's US.
The news in haikus.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
And now it's time, once again, to fling open the doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Yesterday, we inducted an American into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Of course, being American and the time difference yesterday, it was really a lonely breakfaster. But she was a hairdresser. She was in New York and chatted us through what her and her friends had made of the events overnight in the United States. Very interesting it was, too. Today, though, we return to these climes to find someone lunching alone. That's the point of Lonely Lunch Club. All you have to be, the only qualification we require is that you are lunching alone and are willing to come on the radio to tell us why, what you're having for lunch, and engage in some awkward, idle chit-chat. Here's today's inductee. He's called Tom. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
And hello to your team as well.
Hello.
That's good polite, good work. Very good work.
Very good work, team. Good work, team. There are a couple of exceptions to that, but I'll let you judge. Right, Tom, you are... where? Where are you, Tom?
I'm in Caterham on the hill, just near Croydon, just past Croydon.
Just past Croydon in Caterham on the hill. Are you actually on the hill as we speak?
On the hill, yes.
Interesting you use the phrase on the hill, of course, because that's a Washington terminology, isn't it, in these days of US elections? The Capitol building
there's a valley here and a hill, so you have to say on the hill, otherwise you end up on the bottom of the hill walking up a very steep hill.
I see.
You have to be on the hill.
On the hill, on the hill. Right, Tom. On the hill. What do you do on the hill, Tom?
Not a lot at the moment. I used to work backstage for Stage Miracles. I was a stagehand from 1989 onwards.
Oh, right. Okay.
But my left arm biceps ripped. Ooh. And I had to have an operation and have that stitched back.
Ow, Tom. Ow, though.
So, it wasn't ow.
So, two things. One, here's a weird thing. I used to also work backstage in theatre, Tom.
Wicked, that's good.
Yeah. So I know I'm aware of your world. But a ripped bicep, Tom. That's how do you rip a bicep?
Well, it's years and years of lifting, I suppose.
So it wasn't
lifting too much weight. So it wasn't. It was a speaker that did it.
A speaker. So was it an instant snap or did it?
Yeah, it just suddenly went, and I started smashing my arm against the wall. I thought a bone had gone out of joint.
Yeah.
In my elbow, and I started hitting the wall with it. And my friends turned around and said, don't be stupid, we're taking you to the hospital. Because I wanted to carry on working, basically.
Yeah, well, you don't get paid if you don't do it, Tom.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly.
Was it on a get-in or a get-out?
It was on a get-out.
It was on a get-out, yeah. Do you want to explain what a get-out is, Tom? Do you want to explain what that is?
It's a load-out. It's a load-out after a gig, once a gig's finished.
That's right. So you're working on a big show, exactly. You work mate, Saturday night, usually, because that's when the touring shows move around. You do a matinee, you work on the matinee, you work on the evening show, and then when everyone else goes home, you start loading lorries with kit.
Yeah, we're the people still there, after, you know, putting it up to your enjoyment and then taking it down after until the early hours of the morning.
I'm show your pain. What's
the... Of course.
This will be good stagehand chat, but what's the biggest show you did, Tom?
The biggest show?
Yeah.
Probably Michael Jackson's Dangerous Tour in the early 90s.
Yeah, that's big, isn't it? How many trucks?
Yeah. On that, I can't remember how many, but that was a massive one. That was absolute massive.
Yeah.
There was a guy from The Bill. I don't know if you remember the program, The Bill.
The Bill, yeah.
The one that plays Reg Hollis.
Yes.
He was sort of shoving this blind person around and talking to people. I can't remember how many. It was miles and miles of cable. That I didn't know the statistics back then, but that was, like I say, that was back in 92.
That's got to be the only time that Reg Hollis from The Bill and Michael Jackson have been mentioned in the same breath. I thought quite weird.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And so this injury, did you get compensated for it, or I mean, how did?
I got basically I can't remember what it's called, but it's not redundancy. It begins with C. I can't remember. But basically, I got a big payoff.
Yeah.
From the company. I was working with two companies. One was Britannia Row.
Oh yeah, I know Britannia Row. Yeah.
Miracles,
yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah,
I did a similar thing. Not to your level at all, Tom. And I would not wish to take away from that incredibly painful sounding injury. But I once wasn't a speaker. It was a flight case. So it was probably like an FX outboard FX rack or something. And
heavy. Yeah.
And I was standing off the loading dock on the trailer. On the lift for the trailer, and I put my arm around the side of the flight case to grab hold of the handle, and it was much heavier than anyone thought, and it just sort of slipped a bit and caught my arm between the concrete loading dock and the flight case, and crushed it down. That went well, but it wasn't permanently damaged.
I've crushed a finger before, like two speakers going up a ramp, and my hands, two giant speakers, and it jumped up and down, and my finger went in there.
Oh, this is good chat, isn't it? People being put right off their lunch, Tom, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was going to feel sick now about it. The hospital put a white hot needle through my finger. They had to do it twice because it didn't go through the first time.
Ow! Ow!
Yeah, all night. I didn't go to the hospital till next morning, but all night I had my arm up in the air and it's throbbing, obviously, because your blood's still pumping to the end of your hand. So, yeah, wasn't nice.
Good chat, though, Tom. Good, this, isn't it? I mean, everyone thought the American elections were painful, and now, you know, everyone's now thinking, oh, my God, this is worse.
Absolutely.
So why are you lunching alone, Tom? You're being inducted into the Top Way Hall of Despair. What brings you lonelily into it?
I've just come back. I went back to go to the doctors, get some pills and stuff. But I've just come back. Went to the Chinese on the way. Egg fried rice and chips.
Egg fried rice and chips for lunch?
Yeah.
That's a strong lunch.
Carby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
five
in our Chinese. I think it's cheaper in some other places.
Quite impressed with that as a lunchtime. That's going straight in there. That's not what I like about. What I admire about you, Tom, is you're not messing about with fads. You're not going, you know, oh, it's all a bit hipster. I'm going to get some smashed avocado on some sourdough. Not that nonsense for you, is there, Tom?
Yeah. No, I should go on. I should go on diets and stuff. I mean, I'm still waiting for a diet beer to be invented.
Well, Tom, if you've got some time on your hands. Admittedly, one of those hands you can't lift. But, you know, if you've got time on your hands, invent a diet beer, Tom. You can make an absolute fortune.
I think I will.
What about Coors Light?
It's not a diet beer, is it?
It sort of is. No, that's the idea. It's a light beer.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Invent a nice-tasting light beer, Tom.
I will do. I'll try and do that.
That's your challenge.
Yeah, I'll try to make some money.
Yeah, and call us back next week when you've done that. Listen, Tom, you get to choose a gift prize now because you've been inducted into the Toy Hall of Despair. So, and it's been tremendous just putting everyone off their lunch with a sense of your agony. So to make up for that, in a way, here's Chloe pressing a button to bring us some quite appalling gift prize music.
Okay.
What you will hear now, Tom, is a list of things. You can choose one of them, and it will wing its way to the top of the hill where you are in Caterham. Here we go. Ears down for this little lot.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, you can prepare for the end by filling it with cyanide.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Today with a half haiku written about Mike Pence wanting to repeal gay rights, but no punchline because I realise there's really nothing to laugh about.
About the Vice President of the United States who is a creationist, wants to repeal gay rights, thinks he can cure homosexuality with operations, and wants to ban abortions. Welcome to 2016, everybody.
A Talk Sport mug.
Prepare for listening to Talk Sport by filling it with Prosecco at 7:30 in the morning.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
John Holmes writes of a time pre-Brexit and pre-Trump where, according to this bit, things were quite as dismal as they are now.
Well, it was the 1970s and 80s.
But a TalkSport 2 mug.
Prepare for listening to TalkSport 2 by... I don't know, I've never listened to it.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Not ideal for organising the future, however, excellent at blocking the draft from the TalkSport window.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Not as good as blocking the draft because of all the holes.
Just explain, Tom. We wanted a calendar like Colin Murray's and we sent off an angry email. And there was a typo, so we ended up with a colander. Anyway, you can choose from one of those exciting gift prizes, Tom and Caterham. Which is it going to be?
Can I have
the
Talk Radio mug? And you can put my nickname on it, could you? Tomcat.
Tomcat?
Cat from Caterham. That's what Stage Miracles Computer did, and it abbreviated Caterham to C-A-T. So I'm known as Tomcat,
Tomcat.
I doubt if you could put a name on it.
If we can find, we might have to scribble on it with Tippex, because it's the mug's sort of...
It won't look great.
But that doesn't matter.
Oh, don't do it then,
Well, we might just write the word Tomcat on a piece of paper and send you a picture of a Tomcat.
Brilliant.
We won't send it via America, because being a cat, Donald Trump will probably try and grope it.
Oh, dear.
And he gropes those. Is that right? Anyway, Tom, thank you very much. Tom, they're inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to get on the list and be on the receiving end of a gift prize, here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now then, headline hijack, of course, on the way, as a made-up news story makes its way into the news, which is next. One's coming from Paul, by the way, while we're here, saying the missing Toblerone triangles have been found in a nuclear bunker underneath Trump Tower. Rumour is that he's saving them for he was saving them for World War III if Hillary won. So stockpiling them. That's from Paul. Right, who's got their story into the news? The news lie, Cornelius.
Today's winner is Jake.
And where is Jake from?
Jake's from Bedford.
Jake's in Bedford. Thank you, Jake, for sending in your made-up news story for Headline Hijack. After that, Emma will be here with a week's worth of hipster nonsense. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up every weekday afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a bootful of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96. I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting, or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
There's no easy way to say what we're about to say.
We believe your wife is a German spy.
This year, the truth will be discovered.
I know for a fact you'll be proven wrong.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. Allied, in cinemas November 25th, rated TVC.
Hey, what happened to my kiss?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the afternoon, it's just after 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Hello, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the NHS to foot the bill for anti-HIV drug, Trump to face Obama, and four homes destroyed by a sinkhole.
Talk Radio.
NHS England has lost a legal battle to try and get out of funding a drug which has been described as a game changer in dealing with HIV and AIDS. The health service has asked the manufacturer PrEP to reconsider what it's called its excessively high pricing. Deborah Gold is the chief executive of the National AIDS Trust.
If PrEP is taken properly, it's completely successful. If you take it as you're advised to consistently, you will not get HIV. It's as simple as that. So it's a really incredible drug.
Crystal Palace have sent their condolences to the families of those killed in yesterday's tram crash in South London. After it was confirmed a teenage football fan was amongst the dead, 19-year-old Dane Chinnery was one of seven people who died after it overturned in Croydon. Donald Trump will step inside the White House this afternoon. The US president-elect will have talks with the man he'll succeed in the Oval Office. But the meeting could be awkward, not least because of the way Barack Obama's mocked the Republican in the past.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining.
If somebody can't handle a Twitter account, they can't handle the nuclear code.
He can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
A man from West London faces jail after admitting trying to travel to Syria to commit terrorism offences. 22-year-old Jabed Hussein twice attempted to enter the war-torn country between March and August last year. He's going to be sentenced next month. And an elderly woman says she was woken up by a tremendous noise and then almost fell into a 20-metre-wide sinkhole that opened up in her back garden. Frances O'Neill's home in Ripon in North Yorkshire is one of seven homes that's had to be evacuated.
Talk Radio National Weather.
You don't want a 20-foot high, deep, wide sinkhole in your back garden, do you?
No, it's not ideal.
Or your front garden.
No, not ideal. Anyway, the weather, a bright day for most places, but there will be occasional showers which will be heavy at times, highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria back in half an hour with bonus news today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news, that covers off basically everything, so on consecutive days, that's what we do. And you've only got half an hour to wait, and I know it's a highlight of many people's afternoons.
Really?
And by many people's, I mean no one's, but...
Thanks. You know, why do you make me do it then, if no one likes
they
it?
They do like it, Victoria. I'm just joshing with you.
Oh, you're so funny.
Does my hair still look neat?
No, because your headphones are messed it up. Mm. Ah.
Victoria, if you just joined me, Victoria, I just walked past her in the office earlier, and she said, oh, you've had your hair cut. And I went, yeah.
I said, have you? Not, oh, you've had your hair cut.
Well, but that's a rhetorical question, because you clearly knew it could tell that I had.
Yeah, but...
And then she just looked at it, made a quizzical face, and just went, it looks neat. Which is sort of neither a compliment nor an insult. It's sort of a no man. That is a Theresa May sitting on a fence, having an opinion neither one way or the other. Just a classic Theresa May style way of dealing with something.
Would you preferred if I'd not acknowledged your haircut?
Well, not necessarily. I didn't know it was that radical.
It's nice to notice.
Yes,
things.
I suppose so.
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm wearing new glasses, which the rest of the team have said made me look like Harry Potter, but you, in turn, said they're neat. So.
Yes, well, I was just returning the non-compliment.
I know, but I'm just telling people that so okay. They know.
Yeah, they do look a bit Harry Potter, don't they?
I almost swore at you then. go away. Okay. It's time for the sport.
Okay, here's Pete Abbott. Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. England interim manager Gareth Southgate says Tottenham striker Harry Kane will be fit for tomorrow's World Cup qualifier against Scotland. There had been a doubt over the striker, who's only just returned to playing for Spurs. Southgate has also confirmed that Wayne Rooney will captain the side. In cricket, England are in a good position after day two of the first test against India. Centuries from Joe Root, Moeen Ali and Ben Stokes helped England to a first innings total of 537. In reply, India closed the day on 63 without loss. Wasps centre Elliot Daly will make his first start for England in their Rugby Union Autumn International with South Africa on Saturday. Meanwhile, Edinburgh hooker Ross Ford will earn his 100th cap for Scotland against Australia, and Cardiff prop Gethin Jenkins will captain against Argentina on Saturday, despite usual skipper Sam Warburton returning from injury. And in Formula One, Esteban Ocon is to join the Force India team on a multi-year deal. The French driver will be paired alongside Sergio Perez in 2017 after Nico Hülkenberg announced he's moving to Renault.
Doesn't matter.
Right. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the state of Alaska has announced that they're looking for independence from the United States of America. When asked why they haven't yet declared their electoral college votes, they replied, saying that they've had a referendum and are choosing to opt out of the states for the next 4 years.
Victoria there with the news. Thank you very much, Victoria. And that was Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. Next, we meet Emma, who, well, not for the first time, she's been here before, to do work experience punditry. And don't forget also today, there will be another edition of everyone's favourite quiz about Paul Ross, Paul Rossmaster, here on Talk Radio later.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Trump point, one stop to port the lot, Trump point.
In the US, we've got a great range of different immigrants stocked in volume in our jobs, schools, and our towns. And with our range of guns and ignorance, at Trump Point, we've got everything you need to get them out the country. So why vote for anyone else? Plus, we've got all the materials you'll ever need to build a wall between America and Mexico. Trump Point. Trump hatred. Trump prices. Trump only.
Trump Point!
7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. Right, just ahead of work experience punditry, by the way, we are collecting your facts about Donald Trump this afternoon. Donald Trump, I don't know whether you're aware of this, is the new president of the United States of America.
Fact.
Fact. That's the first fact. However, he's had a checkered past, of course. I didn't know this. Genuinely, he was in Home Alone 2, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, he shows Kevin in the lobby. Yeah. Or to the lobby.
This is the lobby. Points to the direction where it's just in front of him.
Thanks, Emma. Right, so he's in Home Alone 2, but there's a lot of things we didn't know about Donald Trump, and we're inviting you to join in with the fact check this afternoon. For instance, I had no idea that Donald Trump's nipples are blue. I had no idea. That is, nobody knows why. It's a physical anomaly, and it's why he rejected the idea of doing a Vladimir Putin-style calendar. You know, Vladimir Putin without his shirt on a horse. Mm. Donald Trump's refused to do it because
really?
Of the whole blue nipple thing. Interesting. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Yeah, did you know, John, that Donald Trump chose Mike Pence as his running mate, as he used to go running with him when he was asked? He was a bit confused.
Yeah.
The couple first met when they were part of the same bigots club. Donald was head of xenophobia and Mike Pence was deputy head of homophobia.
Yeah, that's right. And during Donald Trump's campaign, of course, this is a fact, he wasn't allowed to use bed sheets on his bed. They took his bed sheets away from him, whether he stayed in a hotel or whether he was at home or not. He had to take his bed sheets away. What happened was his campaign team were worried that perhaps he might wake up one morning, become entangled in them, walk outside and look like he was in the Ku Klux Klan. So they took the...
That's why he was always so tired across the campaign. Couldn't get a good night's sleep.
No blank, no bedding, no white sheets.
And he couldn't dress up as a KKK, so he's a bit wary.
Yeah,
not comfortable.
Sorry. you got a fact about Donald Trump you'd like to share this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay then, work experience punditry. Emma's here.
Hi.
Hi, Emma.
Hello, I've got you guys a present. Oh, it fell.
Oh, I mean, that's a good start to the segment, but okay. Well, Emma, by the way, whilst
you're getting off segment.
Oh,
new Toblerone.
My God. You've got us a Toblerone. You've got us a Toblerone.
For everyone. Yes.
Oh,
look at this.
Toblerone.
And what? It's the new one, I think.
Oh, Emma, you didn't need to do that.
That's really kind.
Glad
thank you.
Glad you did
well,
that.
Are you celebrating Trump's victory?
No, I just remember I was listening to you guys on Tuesday or Wednesday and you kept talking about it. So.
Yeah, that is a big Toblerone as well.
It is.
I mean, it's not airport big, but it is bigger than the small one.
But you know people have been using it as stationery holders because the gaps are so big now. They just put their pens and newspapers
well,
in
as, it. Well, as we said the other day, those escaped prisoners got out of Pentonville by using one as a ladder. They had a giant Toblerone from an airport. They rested it against the wall, and they were able to climb up the Toblerone to make good their escape. Oh. They got on top of the wall, hauled the Toblerone up after them, lay it down the other side of the wall, climbed down it again, the big chocolatey ladder, to escape from Pentonville. And then, of course, where's the evidence? They ate it. There's no evidence. It's a genius crime.
It is.
But thank you, Emma. That's very
That's
kind.
Okay.
That's very kind. Genuinely.
Shall I crack it open?
Yeah, crack it open. Toblerone.
I'll be really disappointed if it isn't the new one.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, sort of, you've just got us an old stock.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emma's here to do Work Experience Punditry, which is, of course, Work Experience I, that's the plural, reviewing the daily things. Today, Wednesday, no, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Hipster nonsense. Where are we starting?
Okay, so have you ever, you know children's ball pits?
Yes, I do know children's ball pits.
Have you ever looked at them and think, oh, I'd really love to have a drink in that, an alcoholic drink?
Well, I have been around children's ball pits before, and it's almost driven me to drink, I'll give you that, but never have I thought, I wish to sit in there and have one, no.
Well, your unwanted dreams have come true,
yes.
Because Bawley Ballerson, which is a company...
Bawley Ballerson?
Bawley Ballerson,
right.
Have done it and gone and created a ball pit bar, and it comes up to about your chest area.
Yes.
And you just wade through loads of balls, just, you know, drinking Prosecco or, like, 90s. Oh, yeah, it's all about the 90s, so 90s-themed drink. So there's, like, a really, really disgusting one. It's a martini with Monster Mash pickle and onion.
What?
Pickled
onion Monster Munch in a martini.
Yeah, with onion and olive in
That's
it.
That's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is... So we know a ball pit, that's fine.
Yeah.
But in no way has that ever been chest high. I mean, to a toddler, perhaps.
I mean, but, like, it would be really annoying because if you spilled your drink, I'm sure some drunk person would come and jump in it. And then you'd have sticky balls all around you and you don't really want that.
No, well, that certainly isn't what one would require, certainly. But, I mean, I imagine there's a cloth at the door for such...
I know, but it'll get everywhere.
For such circumstances. You know, so they've probably thought of that eventuality.
Mm.
But it's tricky, isn't it? Because you've got to hold your drinks in the air the whole time.
Exactly.
Because otherwise your drinks are sort of under the surface level of the balls, aren't they? And that's going to render them fairly difficult to drink. And when you lift up your glass, there will be a ball dangling in it, won't there? Because
that's true.
As you sweep them up towards your mouth, there'll be a ball. So... Well, you're gonna have to get.
Well, actually, the food is ball shaped as well. Everything's ball shaped. Just balls everywhere.
Well, what do you mean the food's ball? So it's like meatballs.
Yeah. So meatballs. There's like shrimp that they've been condensed into balls.
Yeah.
What else? Dib dabs, condensed into balls.
Dib dabs.
A wamba condensed into a ball.
Oh right. So they've gone retro sweets.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Brussels sprouts
condensed into a ball.
Yeah.
Well, don't need to. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Profiteroles. Anyway, so where is this hateful place?
Dalston.
Yeah, of course it is. So it's a hipster bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ball pit, foam toys. Foam toys, yeah.
Have you been to this?
No, but I saw pictures and, like, that would be great because you can lob foam toys at your friends and it just wouldn't hurt them.
Well, what's the fun in that? I mean, if I went to a bar with Cornelius, I'd want to hurt him. So,
it's true, it happens.
It does happen. I often throw things at him in bars and elsewhere. So, but what I'm wondering is it based on a children's? Have they taken an actual bar and just filled it with balls, or have they built like a special pit that's now...
Yeah, so you go to the bar and then you descend into the pit.
Right.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah. Right. Now, you said it comes up to the chest area.
Yeah.
Right, so that's balls up to the chest area.
Yeah.
Right. But that depends on your height.
That's true. So, wait, how tall are you?
Don't start on me.
You'd drown.
I don't want to drown in balls.
You can go, you'd have to stick in the shallow end.
Is there a shallow end?
Yeah, of course.
You can't go deep,
to
John.
Everyone with like all heights.
Right. How tall are you?
5'7".
Right.
You can't go deep, John, in the balls.
There'll be lifeguards being like,
I wouldn't
out of there.
Are there lifeguards?
Probably. Probably have to wear the, armbands.
It's just so weird. Is it popular?
Well, it started last Friday.
All right.
It's been going around on Facebook and Twitter a lot. Mm. I think BuzzFeed picked it up.
So their thing is, it's just a bar. They've just filled it with balls. That's it.
Yeah, but they're doing this whole 90s theme and like taking you back to your childhood kind of thing.
Right. But I still don't. Right, so are the balls the other side of the bar as well, or are the balls just on the punters? Because otherwise, one thing is the bar people have to wade through the balls. It's tough enough to get served at a busy bar anyway. Mm. So, but if they've got to wade through balls on the other side of the bar, then that's going to take them even longer.
Also,
but how do they stop the balls spilling over the bar if they're chest height? A bar isn't chest height. The balls are just going to spill over the bar. Aren't they? You're going to get spilt balls.
I think the bar's on a level and then it goes down to the balls.
Oh, so the bar's higher than the balls. And the balls...
But that's a good point, though. What if someone leaves their drink in the balls and then just be, like, glass everywhere?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Damn, I just don't think they thought that through. I mean, we might have to go and experiment.
If someone gets so drunk as well, especially with these sweet drinks, quite likely to throw up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a disaster, throw up in a ball pit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're standing there, you know, enjoying balls, right?
They get sticky.
Yes, and someone then vomits on them. You know, that's going to spoil it for the next person, isn't it?
Mm.
Is what I'm saying.
I wonder how they clean the balls.
Shut up. What are we talking about next, Emma?
a futilele.
Okay.
A naked club.
Right.
And something else.
Great. Emma's here with Work Experience Punditry. Hipster nonsense. We'll have more of it after Traffic and Travel.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
eBay has all the best new children's toys this Christmas.
Dear Santa, this year I've been a very good girl. I've brushed my teeth.
Megablocks building blocks.
I've been nice to my brother.
A scooter.
I've been saying please and thank you.
A VTEC smartwatch.
And I let Granny pinch my cheeks lots of times and said nothing.
A 19-foot-tall inflatable water slide. Shop thousands of new big brand toys and games this Christmas on eBay. The ultimate presents for little boys and girls who have been good, shop.
If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, get a brush, hedgehog. If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush.
Say goodbye to gutter clutter with the amazing Hedgehog Gutter Brush. See it in action and find a local stockist now at hedgehoggutterbrush.com.
If there's clutter in your gutter, don't be daft, don't be a nutter. Just be sure to get a hedgehog gutter brush. Think of it a bit.
I am an egg in your fridge. You could have me for dinner. Beat me with a fork and have some kind of egg thing. Or have something you're really in the mood for, like sweet and sour pork. And save me for breakfast.
The food you really want is just a tap away. Just eat. Find your flavour.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Nottinghamshire at Tuxford, the A1 northbound has a lane closed due to barrier repairs before the Newark Road, the Tuxford Junction. In Suffolk, the A14 westbound at Coptuck, there's reports of one lane blocked and heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle at junction 55 for the Coptuck interchange. Still a lane blocked on the exit slip road on the M27 eastbound in Hampshire due to a broken down vehicle at junction 3 for Southampton Docks. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Where is the new Audi Q2 most at home? Combining the style and presence of an SUV, the agility of a city car, and the practicality of a family car, it's at home everywhere. The new untaggable Audi Q2, launching this weekend. It's impossible to label, but it is possible to test drive. Visit your local Audi centre to find out more. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or as your DAB radio might be saying to you, because the screen on the front isn't big enough to show the whole slogan of Talk Radio. Talk Radio, we'll get you. Right, it's time for more work experience punditry, because Emma's here with it. We've already talked balls. There is a bar in Dalston, where else, that's hip-hopped up. Hip-hop-popped up. And they've just filled a bar with balls, like a child's ball pit, and then you go and drink in it. That's kind of it. But it's the hipster way, isn't it? Just a hip thing. That's utterly irritating. It's the hipster review of hipster nonsense. Right, we've gone balls that come up to your chest, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Where next?
Okay, so you know vapes.
Vapes?
Yeah, the electronic cigarette that...
I am aware of them.
Yeah, okay, so...
Isn't that what people who use those, isn't that what Donald Trump said Mexicans are?
No, not quite.
All right, carry on.
There are now vape competitions, in which people stand back to back and blow big, big bowls. Why are you laughing?
No, nothing. They blow what?
Big, like, clouds of smoke.
Yes.
And the ones who can blow the biggest and the furthest,
yeah,
win.
Right. Where's this?
In Texas. In, yeah, Bristol.
Yeah. Good, those natural bedfellows.
Probably Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Mainly Texas.
Okay, so the idea, is it like a competition then? You've got to...
So you have to inhale it for 30 seconds,
yeah,
all this smoke,
yeah,
and then you just have to exhale it. It's kind of a bit disappointing because so many people can do like really cool tricks.
Yeah, but isn't it... I don't see the point of it.
I don't see the point of it either.
Isn't it just who's got the biggest mouth can hold the most?
Yeah, who's got the biggest lungs? But surely if they're smoking a lot, they don't have very big lungs. So it must look quite pathetic.
So if a non-smoker like myself,
yeah,
went in,
you'd probably win.
I could win.
Yeah.
I could. What would you win? Probably some vaping equipment.
Yeah, vaping equipment. Maybe £100.
Yeah. Okay. well, I mean,
well, you can. There's one in Texas called Vape Blast.
Right.
Go to that competition.
Okay.
Blast the vapes.
And who is there? Like a world champion vapor now?
Not that I know of. But if you go to the one in Bristol, yeah, the money goes towards cancer research, which is quite funny.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a bit ironic.
You know, at least there's a... Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a... I mean, presumably... Hang on, they're encouraging people to smoke.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's vaping, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought that's as dangerous as smoking now.
No, it's... Well, the thing is, they don't really know fully what it is.
Because it's too new. It's futuristic.
Yeah, but it's probably definitely better than actual smoke.
I always think it's quite... you know, it does look futuristic. When you see people with the vaping equipment, it looks ridiculous, doesn't it? It's like,
I think it looks like a robot genital.
Yes, that's what exactly.
Some of them
are
so like so long.
Yes, and you, it does. It looks like they're doing to a robot what Madonna said you do to anybody who didn't vote for Trump. And you sort of, they're walking around the streets happily doing that.
You can get really nice flavours, though. You can get watermelon flavour.
Have you vaped?
No, my friend had one and I tried it.
Okay.
I tried doing all the cool tricks, like ghosting.
What's ghosting?
Where you, like, blow it out and then quickly blow it back in.
You blow it back in?
Yeah.
Or do you suck it back in?
Suck it back in, sorry.
Okay. You need to work on your technique.
And there's one called a vape nado.
Of course there is.
Where you blow smoke into, like, the table and then you quickly swirl your arms around.
There's a Matthew Kelly, where... You say, tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be, and you say, a pop star.
Yeah.
And then you vape blows.
Yeah.
And then it clears, and you come back
and you
dressed,
have to be dressed as,
the pop star. It's quite complicated.
That's a very good trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. What pop star would you be if that was...
Well, obviously, there's not a huge amount of times I'd try and go with someone I look vaguely like, so probably Harry Styles.
Really? Yeah, not the not that creature from the animated
film. He's not a pop star.
Sid the Sloth from Ice
He's
Age.
Not a pop star.
You do look like him, though. You do look like...
No, I don't.
You do. You look like a cross between him and the ex-comedian actor Marty Feldman with these eyes that looked in different directions. That's what you look like. Well, what else have you got there, Emma?
Get naked.
Okay.
London's most provocative nightclub has arrived. I think it arrived in September.
Right.
But it has arrived.
It's a nudie nightclub.
Yep.
There's a nudie nightclub.
Mm-hmm. So you go down there, go into a closet, take all your clothes off, come out of the closet, start dancing naked.
What? This is a real thing?
Yeah.
I know there's a naked restaurant.
Yeah.
Cornelius went to that.
I did,
Was that fun?
Yes, it was.
I mean, he went with a colleague from here.
Oh, okay.
Which is always awkward, isn't it? Because they've now seen each other in the, you know.
Are you closer?
Not really.
No, I think it was the beginning of the end. If I'm honest, from what I heard. Anyway, so, okay, so it's a naked nightclub. But this, it sounds like the sort of thing that would have been around for years, but called something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just not called anything at all.
Yeah, just a sort of special club.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, is it popular?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been?
No.
No.
But I've heard good reviews. There's lots of, like, there's lots of champagne everywhere. Apparently champagne's the main drink you drink when you're naked.
Well, yeah, okay. But do you... So it's... But that's going to lead to all sorts of... I mean, you see where I'm going with this. It's going to lead to all manner... I mean, nightclubs are there, okay, for people who want to have a bit of a dance, but it's mostly there. So
I mean,
get
like,
off with someone, isn't it, and go home. Isn't that what they're for?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the actual experience of a nightclub.
In my day, that's what they were for. I don't know whether they still are. You've got Tinder now, so I don't know whether that's the same. But that's... But does that take some of the mystery and the fun away? I don't... You know, if you're going there and you're just sort of checking out everyone naked... Well, A, that's going to lead to, let's put it this way, embarrassing possibilities.
No, but if everyone's naked, then you're like, I'm not embarrassed.
No, it's very liberating.
Mm. Yes, but I mean, for a man, you could poke someone in the back while dancing that you didn't mean to, is what I mean.
Well, probably you'll get chucked out.
Yeah. Well, you can't help that, can you? That's going to be...
Maybe you
that's
go,
just
maybe
nature.
Maybe you go into, like, a special room where you calm down. I'm just speculating.
Okay, fine. Where is this?
Greek Street. Which is West London.
Yeah.
Which isn't...
It's in Soho.
Yeah.
In London, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, all right. So, it's been open since September.
Yeah.
And what sort of music is there?
You know, like pop and funk, bit of jazz.
Yeah.
Maybe...
Because you've got to be careful. If you're playing music to naked people, you've got to be careful what you choose.
Yeah, it can't be drum and bass or heavy metal.
Like, why couldn't it be heavy metal?
There'll just be so many things like spreading around.
They should play You Can Keep Your Hat On and see how everyone reacts.
Yeah. I think it's a stupid idea. I mean, I just think it takes all the mystery out of everything. Don't you think?
Also, you can be body painted.
While you're there?
Yeah.
All right.
That would be fun. Like a nice Monet on your body.
Painted with what?
Paint. What?
What they should do is combine the ball pit
No, that's a terrible idea.
What they should do is combine the ball pit bar that we were talking about a minute ago,
yeah,
right, with the naked. So you go to the ball pit bar, but your modesty is intact because of the height of the balls, mm-hmm. right, in the ball pit bar, right? And then for added fun, right, because in the ball pit, right, the balls are like red and green and yellow and blue, aren't they?
Yeah.
So the body paint, what you could do is... is you could paint and then hide upside down.
But people would be like, hang on, that's not a face.
Anyway, that's, that was a week's worth of hipster nonsense, courtesy of Emma. Thank you, Emma, I think, who brought us a Toblerone. Good. All right, so are you coming back, Emma?
I can't. Because I have a 2-week placement.
Will you come back after that?
If you'll have me.
All right, fine. Right, that's Emma with her hipster nonsense. In the next half an hour, are we going to be talking to Mark? I think we might be. Mark is in America. He's in Washington, D.C. He will be doing the diversity paper review. His diversity is that he is brown. We need to get to him before he's shot by Donald Trump's stormtroopers for being the wrong colour for America. That's coming up, as well as Paul Rossmaster, of course, today. Today is... who's playing today?
Is it Danny Milo? Danny Milo.
The presenter Danny Milo?
Pulse 1 or 2.
Right. Great. Danny Milo playing.
Oh, he also does Virgin.
Yeah, I know. Having his knowledge tested of Paul Ross later on. We'll be going out on the streets to find out what the people think and, of course, the big debate at 3 o'clock and showbiz with Reese, who is a man who knows nothing of showbiz and has no interest in it. Just after 2:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The High Court has dismissed NHS England's argument that it can't legally prescribe anti-HIV drugs. It's been under pressure to pay for PrEP, which has been described as a game changer in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Nick Perry has taken part in a trial of the drug and has given Talk Radio his reaction outside court.
Very pleased. I mean, it's a shame it had to come to the Court of Appeal and the High Court decision you'd think would be clear enough. The NHS just need to get on with it now and reduce the uncertainty because as they delay things, 4,000 people a year are being diagnosed with HIV.
The driver of a tram that crashed in South London yesterday, killing 7 people, has been released on bail. The 42-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. President Obama is preparing to host his successor, Donald Trump, at the White House this afternoon. The meeting at the Oval Office marks the start of the transition of power between the two men. A British tourist has died and 9 others have been injured after a bus crash in the Caribbean. The group who'd been travelling on a P&O cruise were on an onshore excursion in Dominica when it happened yesterday. Women are now effectively working for free until the end of the year because of the gender pay gap, according to equality campaigners. The Fawcett Society says women get nearly 14% less than men. That's only a very small improvement on the previous year. And Prince Harry has paid tribute to the nation's war dead at Westminster Abbey's Field of Remembrance. It was his first public engagement since confirming American actress Meghan Markle is his girlfriend. The weather bright for most places this afternoon, although there'll be occasional showers which will be heavy at times. Highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
No, there isn't.
There's more now, isn't there, John?
No,
welcome back.
And there's more now.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Did you do the news?
Yes, that's why I've stopped talking.
I just went out there.
And I said there's more in half an hour than you realised that I'd finished. Yes. And that's when strutting back in.
Yeah, I didn't strut.
With your new haircut.
So people, I have got hair.
Did you talk about...
I never said you didn't have hair.
Well, I mean, it's going rapidly, but I mean, it's you know.
Did you talk about Toblerone?
Well, I would just like to say that the bit I'm about to do now is similar to a Toblerone.
Okay.
There you go. Very good. So that's how we were going to link it. The reason for that is we do bonus news in a moment, whereby Victoria has to bring us animal news, vegetable news or mineral news. Today it's vegetable news because her news is like a Toblerone in the sense that a couple of weeks ago, longer than that now, her news became shorter and redesigned, but cost the same because she didn't take a reduction in wages. So Toblerone news... next, in Victoria.
Vegetable news.
All right, vegetable news with Victoria. So, Victoria, what was that where we're going to start it? Do you want to?
I don't know.
Do you
wanna
play?
I didn't know you were going to go.
Let's just go straight into it.
Here we go. Right. Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
My favourite vegetable is a potato because it has a variety of application methods. What's yours, John?
You keep asking me that, and I don't know whether he means what's my favourite application method.
No, it's vegetable.
Or whether what's my favourite vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Witches?
No, it's nothing to do with witches. I like a parsnip.
A parsnip?
Yeah.
Mm. I haven't looked up parsnip news, so maybe I'll do that next time. What? Anyway, reports from...
We can hardly wait.
Reports from Turkey suggest people in the city of Antalya have been handing out free radishes to celebrate Donald Trump's victory in the US election. Farmers have given out 500 kilos of the vegetable, which is apparently a reference to the similarity between the Turkish word for the vegetable turp and the new president's name. And here is to...
Turp and Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they have similar letters.
Yeah.
There's one missing. But that's how they chose to recognise his win.
Hey, look, everyone's got their own way to recognise his win, and if they want to do radishes, that's fine.
Radishes.
Yes.
Anyway, here's to a welcome return of my favourite kind of vegetable news, and that's giant vegetables.
You like one of those.
I'm going to ignore that. A fourth grader, which is apparently year five here, has won a cabbage-growing competition in South Carolina with a 15-pounder. That's just over a stone, or if you prefer, 6.8 kilos. There's actually a national initiative in the US where 1.5 million children grow cabbages. And finally...
He's there.
Yeah. I learned that today.
I find that admirable. Is that Obama's America?
No, I think it's more as in a cabbage producer tries to get its name out in more places.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't mention
that. Maybe
their
it's
name.
I was going to say, but Obama had come up with that, then Trump would be repealing that straight away.
That would.
Because that's what he said he should do. They should be meeting this afternoon, by the way.
They are at 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's right, 4 p.m. our time.
So. They're going to listen to Sam's show.
Yeah, together. Listen to Sam Delaney on Drive together. More of that as the afternoon.
Well, Sam's just around the corner, isn't he, in Washington?
Yeah, he could pop in.
Anyway, and finally, a new hybrid vegetable is on the market in time for Christmas. The Colette is a mix of kale and Brussels sprouts. And they reportedly taste nutty and sweet. The end. Now can I have a Toblerone piece? Are they the new style or the old style Toblerone?
Wait a moment.
Oh. Vegetable news.
Yes. a Colette is what?
It's a mix of kale and Brussels sprouts.
Well, it's a kalout.
I don't know where they got the et from.
Well, that's stupid. That's not a portmanteau. It doesn't work at all.
Well, that's what these...
Most portmanteaus don't work, really.
All portmanteaus work.
I'm not saying that about Brexit.
I was just thinking the same about Brangelina, because now they've broken up as well.
Well, a Colette...
Yeah, but that's not... Yeah, they could have maybe tried harder.
Yeah, I mean...
You should have a web with the farmer in Lincolnshire who came up with that idea.
Well, he's an idiot. Kale and a sprout.
Yeah.
A kraut.
I think that's the thing already.
Oh, that's probably why he didn't use it. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
fair enough. That was Victoria with the...
Vegetable news.
On the ball. What do you want?
The Toblerone, please.
Emma,
is it new or old style?
It's sweet and nutty, like the, what is it, Colette?
That looks like the old style, so you get more for your buck.
Have some more for your buck, right there.
Thanks.
We'll go on to the streets next to take the mood of the nation in what the people think.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington on Talk Radio. Join Sam Delaney this afternoon at Drive from 4 and get all the latest breaking news from across the pond with essential reaction, insight and analysis as events unfold.
It's the star-spangled supersized Drive show that's got more static than Donald Trump's hairpiece in a Van de Graaff generator.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington this afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions have been coming in, as you'd expect. This is Talk Radio, the home of reaction. If you've got a spare reaction, don't throw it away. Recycle it. I'm eating a Toblerone. What of it? It's chewier than I remembered. I haven't had one since I was, like, five. Anyway, so, the reactions, we take your reactions, spare reactions, any on your reactions. Here's what's been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, I can't believe America let some idiot off the presenter who spouts hate-filled nonsense get into the mainstream press. You'd never see that happen in this country. That's from Katie. And John, for me, Trump is being elected. Trump being elected is just like Brexit, a terrible decision I would never vote for. But I'm white, so it's not massively going to affect me.
All right, thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Of course, the Talk Radio reaction bins that you will find next door to your supermarkets in the car parks these days. Pop your reactions in there if you're passing. Aren't the only way to gauge what the man or woman or transgender in the street is thinking. Another way to do it is to go outside and ask them. We send our crack team of reporters, so-called because their bottoms are showing, because their jeans are quite baggy, out into the streets to put microphones into the faces of strangers to find out exactly what the people think. Today we've been out on the streets of America to find out, post-election, whether the people think stars or stripes.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stars? Oh my god, I love stars.
Star.
Oh my god, I love stripes.
Stars.
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 Stripes.
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 Stars.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stars. Stripes.
Stripes.
Stars.
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 Stripes.
Star.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stripes.
Stars.
Stars.
Stripes.
Stars.
And there you have it. That's what the people are thinking on the streets of America. That's the big story, of course. Donald Trump becoming 45th president. This afternoon he meets Barack Obama in the White House. Promises to be a very awkward meeting indeed. We'll be talking about that a little bit more with our diversity paper reviewer, Mark, who is in Washington, D.C. before 3 o'clock this afternoon. But that's what the people are thinking. They're thinking stars or stripes. But what do you think? Do you think stars? Let us know. Do you think stars? Or do you think stripes? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll meet our diversity paper reviewer next here as we go through the American papers on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your vehicle come down? Well, it just has at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new vehicles at their sales event between the 11th and 14th of November. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall sales event. Simple. On selected models across the range at participating retailers from the 11th till the 14th of November. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
We all love a good to-do list. Clear out the garage, tidy the garden, retune the digital radio. Yep, retune. Now available in more places than ever before. There's never been a better time to listen to digital radio. And to make sure you're receiving all your stations, it's a good idea to retune. It's as simple as the touch of a button, and your radio will be up to date.
With more digital stations and more coverage than ever before, retune your digital radio now. Go to getdigitalradio.com/retune.
If you love radio,
go digital.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, the M6 northbound, two lanes closed due to an accident between 4A for the M42 and 5 for Castle Bromwich. Slow on the M5 southbound in Somerset between 22 for Burnham and 23 for Bridgewater North as roadworks around there. Still one lane closed in Suffolk in Coptic, the A14 westbound, causing heavy traffic at junction 55 for the Coptic interchange. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Where is the new Audi Q2 most at home? Combining the style and presence of an SUV, the agility of a city car, and the practicality of a family car, it's at home everywhere. The new untaggable Audi Q2, launching this weekend. It's impossible to label, but it is possible to test drive. Visit your local Audi center to find out more. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio with not one but two fantastic special guests. For Armistice Day, we are joined by Sir Tony Robinson, top TV historian, and Baldrick, of course, from Blackadder. All that and a former King of the Jungle. Revved up and ready to go, top motorcyclist, it's Carl Fogarty from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And, of course, it's Better Call Paul. If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? No, not Ghostbusters. Call Paul Ross. Yes, the show is yours. It's called Talk Radio. That's the name and the aim of the game.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So much to talk about, of course, in the newspapers, as we'll be doing very shortly with Mark, who is in Washington, D.C. We're bringing us news of the continuing fallout of the Trump presidency, of course, going through the American papers. But before that, what we've learned, I suppose, very much over the last couple of days, is just how complicated the news can be. I mean, it is all quite complicated. Donald Trump himself, actually, the first words he said when he came out to do his victory speech yesterday morning, he came out and he just quite literally said,
complicated business.
And he's right, it is a complicated business. And that's what... And if he thinks it's complicated, you know, and he's the most powerful man in the world and he can't get his head around it. What chance do you stand, Cornelius?
John.
Yes.
I can't get my head around it.
Complicated business.
Yes, Donald, I agree with that one thing you've said.
We're here to help. Unlike Donald Trump. We're here to help you navigate the choppy waters of complicated business. And why? Because we are your friend. And how? Through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Simpsons predicted Trump's victory. What next? Spider pigs will fly.
The news in haikus. Right then, let's look at some newspapers. Diversity. It's a diversity paper review, where each day here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, a different diversity reviews the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in the world. And it's across the world we now travel to meet Mark, who is still for Talk Radio, for this show now, in Washington, D.C. Good afternoon, Mark. Good morning to you, Mark, where you are.
Hello, John.
Hi there.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, you are brown.
I am, yes.
That is your diversity. Have you been in hiding since Donald Trump got into power?
I'm keeping a low profile. Yeah. I wouldn't want to give you my exact locations, but I'm in DC. I'm in the capital.
Yeah.
And I believe Mr. Trump is around and he's close.
Yeah.
So I won't be venturing too far away from...
He will...
Wherever I am. Yeah.
He will sniff you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. I feel like I'm part of the Rebel Alliance. Yeah.
So, you're going to go through the American papers for us. Before you do, though, give us a... It's 24 hours since we last spoke to you.
Yeah.
Give us a sense of... Now, the mood yesterday, as you were telling us, was you're in Washington, very democratic, of course, and the mood there was still very much, we thought, the liberal media bubble of people in shock. Has that changed at all? What difference has 24 hours made to you on the ground in America?
People seem to still be in shock. As you mentioned, I mean, this is kind of the heart of the American liberal media bubble. I've been through all the papers today, and there is only one story in it. They're trying to figure out how they've all got it, how they all their predictions were so wrong, and how he's managed to do it.
Is that because of the liberal media bubble? It's just that everyone, it just reflects itself back at itself without having any notion of the real world, which is what we touched on yesterday. Now the papers are doing it again, aren't they?
Put in perspective how much of a shock people in Washington are. We were in a bar yesterday having a few drinks in the after the show.
Yeah.
And instead of having sport on TV, they actually had different news channels on. So they had Fox News and CNN. And people just kind of trying to, like, sipping a beer and watching kind of the political analysis of this all. And yeah, that's how shocked people are.
Yeah.
They've stopped watching... I wouldn't say football, but you know what I mean, American football.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because they're big sports bars in America. Absolutely, yeah. And it's become the talking point. Well, of course it has. I mean, it came as a shock to a lot of people, but not to others. So the mood of the newspapers in front of you there is one of questioning.
One of questioning, lots and lots of comment pieces. I've got the Wall Street Journal right in front of me.
Yep.
And there is 23 pages, and every single article is about the new president and where they go from here. Every way possible. Like if anything, there's probably too much kind of comment on it. I think they probably need to start.
Well, it's sort of. I mean, again, we're slightly guilty of it ourselves, of course. But it is the big story. It is the main news agenda, and we don't, you know, which we are following. But we don't have a sense yet of what Donald Trump is going to do. We're 24 hours in. More than that, 24 hours from when we spoke yesterday, but we know this afternoon he's meeting Barack Obama in the White House. That's what we know. Is there any speculation as to what might get said at that meeting?
After Barack Obama became president 8 years ago,
yeah.
Donald Trump was the person who started questioning his where exactly he may have been born and his birth certificate.
Yeah.
Then a few years after that, Donald Trump became the butt of a joke at a... speech
correspondence dinner.
That's the one that Barack Obama was given, and so apparently relationships aren't the best between the two of them.
Well, this is, we were talking about this earlier today as well, and there are a lot of world leaders, as you know, Mark, backtracking the hell out of things they've said previously. So just to give you an example, this is from the Metro today. Over here, Boris Johnson, we know about, said this about Barack Obama. Clearly out of his mind, stupefying ignorance. The only reason I wouldn't go to some parts of New York is the real risk of meeting Donald Trump. That's what he said. And then yesterday he said, I believe passionately in the relationship between the UK and the US, and I'm confident we can take it forward together. Now, ordinarily, when politicians say things about each other, we spoke earlier to a politics lecturer from Manchester University, and he was talking about this. And it's interesting that politicians will ignore what they've said in the past and just sort of move on. For instance, Francois Hollande of France said, Donald Trump makes me want to retch. yesterday, he said, I congratulate him. Yeah, it's natural to do. Yeah, and it's, and you think, well, but Donald Trump not being the politician, playing the politician's game necessarily, it might be quite nice if he just took them all up on it and didn't ignore it. Like if he went in and just started pushing Obama around a bit and saying, do you want to say that to my face then? Do you want to say that to my face, you jug-eared man? Things like that.
I get that, but Donald Trump, A, he's a 70-year-old man, and Barack Obama is a lot younger than him.
Yeah, good point.
And we don't want a kind of a almost UKIP-style confrontation between the two of them.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be, you know, good for anyone. The other thing
well,
I would say is...
I mean, it would be quite entertaining, wouldn't it, if they had a fight.
I think we'd know who'd win as well.
Yeah.
It would be good, but if they're going to do it, at least put it on pay-per-view. Don't do it behind closed doors.
Yeah, well, my suggestion was that Donald Trump should wear a GoPro now wherever he goes, whenever he meets these leaders, and so it's not behind closed doors, and we just get to see this stuff all on a live stream from Donald Trump's hairpiece, where he's hidden it.
Much like when there's any allegations of police brutality, then people call for all policemen to wear cameras the whole time.
Exactly.
So that we all know what they're doing at any given moment.
And what we should do as well is perhaps, just for his own safety, is strap a couple of GoPros to Donald Trump's hands. So we'd know if he did grope anyone's foo-foo.
Yeah.
You know, these are all... I mean, I'm just looking to the future, and I know it's difficult to do because we don't know his policies, but that's what I'm just trying to help him, Mark. That's all I'm
talking about. Kind of politicians rescinding stuff they've said. Apparently, I haven't looked at this in detail. Some of the stuff that Donald did say during his campaign, which about various ethnic groups, has been taken off his website.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the Muslim ban thing has been taken off his website.
So this was the ban. This is what he said when he said, "I will." What was the line he was going to impose a ban on? Was it all Muslims? It was
all Muslims entering.
Unchecked Muslims. Was it?
No, it was all Muslims entering the country until we can figure out what the hell is going on.
That's right, and that's been removed, of course. He's still claiming the wall as a thing, though, isn't he? Or has that been removed as well now?
Yeah, he's still planning on Mexico building this wall between them and America.
Yeah. In terms of the papers you've got there, it's the same. It's the same in all of them. It's a case of going, what happened there?
What happened there?
What are the right wing newspapers in America? The equivalent of the Foxes, because they're not questioning it.
As I was saying yesterday, none of the papers backed him.
Yeah, that's true.
Apart from the KKK one, which I don't have.
No. Is that true? It's printed on bedsheets, that one? Is that right?
Possibly,
probably, that's the case. Yeah. And you don't so much... You know, in America, Mark, and you're there, so you can vouch for this, where the paper boy, the guy, the little kid on his bike, that little image of him cycling down a beautiful street in America, you know, the picket fences, you were talking about those yesterday, throwing the newspaper onto the lawns. You've seen that in films, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
With the KKK newspaper, they just set fire to it in the gardens. That's what they do.
They come with, if you collect all the tokens, you can send off and get a big cross to burn.
That's right, a free cross. Well, look, Mark, thanks for talking to us again from Washington, D.C. Giving us when are you back, by the way?
Yeah, we miss you.
I wouldn't go that
far. I'm back on Monday.
Are you? All right.
Yeah.
Because the election's over now, so you could just have come back before that, instead of just trying to lig it.
Yeah, but now is when it's getting exciting.
All right.
Yeah. And get the face off, the stare down between Obama and Trump.
True. Well, we look forward to that. That's happening, I think, on Drive Time, UK time. I think it's around 4 o'clock UK time. So you'll be covering that with Sam, of course, on Drive here on Talk Radio. Mark, thank you very much indeed. That's Mark. He's in Washington, D.C., looking through the American papers there, giving us a sense of how the mood is a day on, I suppose, from when we spoke last. In the next bit of the programme, the next hour, then, there will be the big debate. That's coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. A game of Paul Rossmaster, somebody who works in the radio, having their knowledge of Talk Radio's full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross well and truly tested, plus a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz will be in to review the day's showbiz. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Winston Wolf, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess supplies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
By the time Max has finished painting that radiator, by the time Liam has found the right spanner, and Matt has made them all a cuppa,
still two sugars, Liam,
their click and collect order will be ready at Screwfix. With click and collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 480 stores nationwide. Click and collect from Screwfix in as little as 1 minute.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk. today.
Wilbur, there's a lot to pack in. Ready? British Gas are doing more to help keep our customers' homes warm and working this winter, like offering our energy customers our home care boiler cover from just £9 a month with a boiler service every year. New customers get 10% off and an exclusive smart lights kit when they buy selected home care products online by 9th of January. For just £3 a month, there's Boiler IQ, alerting us to breakdowns so we can fix them quickly. See? Good things are packed in like sardines. No, Wilbur, not actual sardines. Search British Gas Home Care. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, teen murderers detained for life. The NHS must pay for HIV prevention. And Trump's due to step inside the White House.
Talk Radio.
Teenage lovers who are believed to be Britain's youngest double murderers have been locked up for at least 20 years each. The 15-year-old boy and girl killed a mother and daughter in Spalding in Lincolnshire in April. 49-year-old Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie were stabbed through the throat and smothered as they slept. The High Court has dismissed NHS England's argument that it can't legally prescribe anti-HIV drugs. PrEP has been described as a game-changer in the fight against the virus and AIDS. The Health Service argued against footing the bill, saying local authorities are responsible for prevention treatments. Deborah Gold, the Chief Executive of the National AIDS Trust, has told Talk Radio she's delighted with the outcome.
As you can imagine, absolutely beside ourselves. We're really pleased. A second time, the court has supported us in saying that NHS England does have the power to commission PrEP, and we're delighted that NHS England has now agreed that that's the case, and so this can be the final stage in the legal process.
Passengers on board a tram which derailed in South London yesterday, killing seven people, have compared the aftermath of the crash to a war zone. The driver, who was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter, has been released on bail. Local MP Gavin Barwells told Talk Radio it's devastating.
Thousands of my constituents use trams every day to get to work, to get to school. They have an incredibly good safety record, so nobody could have dreamt that this would happen. I actually had a friend of mine was on the tram, is in hospital at the moment, so it's a real shock to the whole community.
Donald Trump has held a series of talks with world leaders since being elected US president, but is yet to speak to Theresa May. The Republican is due to meet Barack Obama at the White House this afternoon. A British cruise passenger has died and nine others have been injured on a Caribbean holiday. They were on a short trip in Dominica when the bus they were in crashed. And Prince Harry has paid tribute to the nation's war dead at Westminster Abbey's Field of Remembrance. He joined his grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, by laying wooden crosses in memory of those who'd given their lives.
Talk Radio national weather.
A bright day for most places, but there'll be occasional showers turning heavy at times. Highs of 11 degrees.
It's a bit much, isn't it? Like Donald Trump. So we were talking about this, meeting the world leaders on the programme earlier, and how awkward it might be due to the fact that they've all said really bad things about him in the past and now I've got to do a terrible U-turn.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that he's met world leaders, about to meet Barack Obama, but ignored Theresa May. She's probably too busy on her fence.
She sits dancing on the fence.
I know she's been busy, though, because she's been on trade trips, so it might be that she's just out of the country.
Yeah, but given the... Well, she's got a telephone. I mean, it's not like Trump's gone to the other countries, is it? Mm. You'd think you'd have spoken to her, wouldn't you?
Possibly. I mean,
given the special relationship that she was banging on about yesterday, she said that the special relationship would stay, and yeah, he's spoken to all the other people who slagged... She's the only one who hasn't slagged him off as well. So he's spoken to all the slaggy off ones, but Theresa May not so much.
I like Obama's digs the most.
Well, his digs is the White House.
No, yeah. I mean as in like the things that he said. I played a little montage in my 2 o'clock bulletin.
Did you?
Yeah, but you weren't listening.
No.
But it was actually quite funny of like some of the remarks Obama's made. So it will be pretty awkward.
He should. Why don't you email that bit of audio to the White House?
No.
Because they're meeting in an hour.
No.
That would be quite funny if or email it to Trump, and then Trump could walk in just playing it on his phone and just sort of looking at Obama going, yeah, 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 you said that, yeah, just to
sit. I'm pretty sure he would have been aware of the comments without me needing to email him.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's all right.
Great. Right, here's Pete Abbott, with the pre-recorded sport. And we have, speaking of recordings, this is exclusive. We've got a recording of Pete Abbott, but where he is...
Pete Abbott.
He's live from Hillary Clinton's office right now, where she's still really angry.
And Pete Abbott, despite not being a regular for his Wayne Rooney, for their World Cup qualifier with Scotland, but maybe tomorrow night. Season interim manager Gareth Southgate, former Tottenham and Aston Villa but Tom Sherwood has been appointed director of football at Sky Bet League One struggler Swindon. They work alongside head coach Luke Williams. England cricketers are in a strong position at the end of day two in their opening test against India, with three players scoring first innings centuries. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Well, that's Pete Abbott there. Pete Abbott, that is he's got the pre-recorded sport there live from Hillary Clinton. She still hasn't calmed down, has she? Clinton, she's still... I mean, I know it was difficult for her, but good Lord, is she upset. Anyway, there it was, the sport live from Hillary Clinton's office right now. You are listening to Talk Radio. We'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Trump on! Trump on! One stop to port the lot, Trump on!
In the US, we've got a great range of different immigrants stocked in volume in our jobs, schools, and our towns. And with our range of guns and ignorance, at Trump Point, we've got everything you need to get them out the country. So why vote for anyone else? Plus, we've got all the materials you'll ever need to build a wall between America and Mexico. Trump Point. Trump hatred. Trump prices. Trump only.
Trump Point!
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Some of your Donald Trump facts coming in as well, please. We're learning a lot about him, actually, that we didn't know before. Thank you very much for sending them in. Cornelius, what have you got there?
You've got lots coming in, John. This is from Michael, who says, boasting that he likes to grab women without their permission is not the only locker room banter Donald Trump has been secretly recorded doing. He's also on tape running naked around a gym changing room, whipping other men with a towel.
And laughing at them when he does it. This has come in from Lucy. Donald Trump, much like Adolf Hitler, only has one ball. Other genitals facts about Trump is that he continually refers to his penis as the original Trump Tower. Do keep your facts coming in about Donald Trump this afternoon, 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But now it's time for the big debate. So across the pond then, where Donald Trumpty Dumpty commences the building of his wall, there have been protests overnight. As we've been hearing in the news today, people have been demonstrating outside Trump Tower in New York, while in Washington, thousands of cats, worried that the new president might grab them like he said he could, clashed with police. 10 arrests overnight, with many crying over the inevitable spilt milk. Over here, though, in Britain, the country is calm again, thanks in no small part to the soothing effect of the new John Lewis advert. It's now traditional at Christmas, of course, the John Lewis advert, as traditional as carol singing, gift giving and despising one's own relatives. It's out now, it's got a dog on a trampoline, and a fox, and a squirrel, and a hedgehog, and a badger, and another fox. Irresponsible, of course, as we said, because foxes are vermin and badgers pass on tuberculosis to cattle. What John Lewis should have done is shown the badger being gassed at the end. Still, at least it's better than last year's advert with that paedophile on the moon watching a little girl through a telescope. On the line listening to me say all these words, including the word milk somewhere in there, is Ross. Good afternoon, Ross.
Hello.
Hello, Ross. How are you?
Not so bad, how are you?
Yeah, all right, thanks, Ross. You've called in on a number, and I understand you've called up. You heard me say the word milk, and your point of view that you're about to air is that you want to see milk jailed.
It's put away, yeah.
Put away. You want to see the milk put away.
My mother always said you should never drink something that's been inside something else.
Yep. It's good advice, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So what is your actual
problem? I always live by that rule.
Good. It's a good rule. What's your problem with the lactose, then? Is it, I mean, you're literally intolerant towards it. It's white milk. I mean, is this a race issue?
No, nothing to do with race.
Yep.
I've got nothing against you, fella.
Right.
But if it's been inside something that's breathing and human that's walking, you don't go near it.
Right.
Simple as that.
Okay. Okay. I want to stay there, Ross. Yep. Hey.
Go on.
What?
You talking to me?
No. Harry is on the other line. Hello, Harry.
Hello, John.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, now there's a man. There's the noise of a man, Harry, who's had a cup of milk.
I bloody love milk. Give it to me.
You love the milk, do you? You like the milk?
I love a bit of it.
Right. Now, listen, Ross is saying never drink anything that's been inside anyone else or anything else.
Well, Ross sounds like a bumhole to me. If he's not having his milk, pass it over here. I'll have it.
Ross, he says you're a bumhole.
I'm going to do what?
You're a bumhole, Russ.
A bumhole?
Yep.
Listen, let's find out what the problem is with milk. Let's look into this, delve into this, because you're not alone, Ross. A lot of people are in the anti-milk lobby. A lot of people text into Talk Radio every single day saying that they want to see milk put in jail. My issue here is, but, you know, our jails, as we know, are already full of milk, right? You can only put so much milk in a jail. You know, milk is smuggled in drones. People fly milk into the jails now, don't they? The milk is used as a currency in jails. It's even smuggled in breasts, I understand. You can't put any more milk in jails, Ross. The jails are full of milk.
Yeah, well, you see where you're going wrong is that they shouldn't be.
Carry on.
You carry on.
Camping.
All right. Harry?
Yes?
The jails are full of milk. I mean, would you like to see the milk that's in the jails be released to join the rest of the milk that's already out there?
I'm not bothered, really. I'd rather go into jail myself. I'll commit some sort of crime if there's this amount of milk in there.
Right.
It's a sort of incentive, really.
What is it that you like about milk, Harry? Why, there's a strong anti-milk lobby, as we've said, okay? And there are a lot of reasons that we should put milk beyond use. But you're saying, are you saying more milk, or do you think that we've got it right in Britain? We've got the right amount of milk.
No, I don't think you could ever get enough milk, really. Yeah. I think we should produce much more of it than we already have. We've got plenty of space for it, really. You hear in the news, Britain's full of milk, don't you?
You do.
Hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, the prisons are overflowing, like you've just said about 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Rubbish!
Really?
It's the mainstream media, like you, writing things like in the Daily Mail, like what you do, saying, milk, no.
Well, look.
Yeah, good, milk, no.
Yeah, well,
I say milk, yes.
Well, look, let's look at history. You know, we all remember Enoch Powell's Rivers of Milk speech, don't we? And you know, you look what that led to, and you know, you've got to be tolerant. I say people are lactose intolerant, but I say, what if, to make a nicer world, Ross, we're lactose tolerant?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I mean, my mother was lactose tolerant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what changed your mind then? Your own mother was tolerant of milk. You're intolerant of it. You want to see it locked up. What went wrong?
Well, when I was a baby, she used to breastfeed me. She believed in it then. It was the 70s. She didn't care.
Yeah.
But one day she gave me breakfast.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's nice, Mammy, like you do. And she said, that's Auntie Beryl's. And I said, you do what? And she said, that's Auntie Beryl's.
So Auntie Beryl's milk was in your mother's breast?
Yeah. But it's in my mouth.
Yes, but where did the milk...
It was transported.
Right.
It's taken from Auntie Beryl's room, put into a little Petri dish, and then put into my mouth.
I understand. Right, okay, fine. All right. Well, it's interesting you bring this up. Harry, let me bring you back into the conversation here, because...
Hello, I'm still here.
Yeah, I know. You're saying that that you want more milk. That's fair enough. That's your point of view. You're absolutely entitled to it. But what about the alternatives? Now, you know the... They've been doing trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of them.
Yeah, might be. Harry, depends which trials they are.
Well, they're these ones, where they've tried... They've tried alternatives, right? And now, Harry brought up breastfeeding.
Ross,
I beg your pardon. Ross brought a breast. So, in Sweden, what they've done, they've filled breasts with alternative liquid, just to see what happens. For instance, now, I think it, let me get the statistic. I think it's 43% of Swedish mothers' breasts are now filled with umbongo. And they've been doing experiments of that.
These are trials they've been doing in the Congo, John.
No. Well, they did, yeah, initially they did, yes, but they...
They drink it in the where?
In the what?
They drink it in the what?
The Congo.
I don't know. I don't dance.
It's a kind of dance.
Yeah.
But this is what they've been trying, and it's not necessarily worked, because on Bongo, it turns out, and who'd have thought, isn't as good for newborn babies as breast milk.
No, who'd have thought that?
I know. And then again, then they tried it. Well, what they did, they didn't realise what it was. Then they tried one breast full of umbongo, and the other one was full of lilt. And that
can cause a chemical imbalance. That's fatal.
Well, that's exactly right. You can't mix the two.
Are you sure this is true?
They're doing trials in Sweden. It's absolutely true. Listen, let me just play you. I want you to listen to this. This is interesting. This has just been texted in by Kellis.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
Yeah, thank you. Kelly's just sent that in. And
she texted that in, did you say? She's got some fancy phone.
she has.
Amazing.
Yeah. So look, she, if you want to get rid of milk, Ross... Right, what do you suggest? It's already well coming around here saying there's a problem, but we need solutions. You need to solution this, right? Milkshake, she's bringing it to the yard. If you get rid of milk, what's she going to bring to the yard?
What's she going to a yard for?
To bring the milk to it.
Yeah, but why a yard?
Well, because it's like she hasn't gone metric.
Why doesn't she not bring milkshake brings all the boys round the flat? Come on in.
No, milk's at the front, don't you? Milk, lemonade, round the back, chocolates, mate.
Now, Grant, where is this? Who's doing this now?
It's a simple question. What, you say there's a problem, Ross, but Kellis has got to bring something to the yard. If you're going to put milk in jail, what's she going to bring to the yard?
Well, just more boys, I guess. I don't know what her hobbies are. No, to be honest, it's none of your business what she brings, is it?
No, I suppose that you do have a point there.
There's three types of milk. There's skinhead, the semi-skinhead,
yeah.
And then there's whole.
Yeah.
I'm saying get rid of them, get rid of all the milkshakes and the lilt and the umbongo and all the dancing.
Yeah.
And just get rid of it and have a cup of tea with just the normal tea.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you going to put in the tea?
Sugar.
Oh.
Well, he's got a point.
Yeah, he has got a point, actually, yeah. Listen, I would say to you this, on a final sort of point, really. You want to get rid of milk. The very essence of keeping milk is, of course... human kindness. There's milk of that, isn't there?
It's been inside people. Get rid of it. Take it out.
I think we should take all the fluid out of your body, including your blood.
Yeah, you probably drink it, you weirdo masochist, don't you?
We try to keep this debate civil. We're going to have to bring it to an end because it's just got personal. Could you just sum up the debate for me? The debate for me. Sum up the debate for me in one word, Ross.
Do what?
Yeah. Harry, sum up the debate in one word.
Man milk.
Thank you. We must leave the debate on milk. If you've got an opinion, should milk be jailed, or are our jails already too full of milk? Let us know. Do we need milk in post-Brexit Britain when we've got jeggings and forgotten passwords? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
There's a ketchup stain on my passenger seat.
It's so 3 years ago.
My cup holder's too small for me grande skinny Americano.
It's got a silly name.
I've gone right off lime green.
Need a better excuse to upgrade your van? Now's the time to van up. Volkswagen are offering a £500 deposit contribution with two services for just £99. 9.9% APR representative available on all used vans until the end of November. Search Van Up to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. With hire purchase, business users only, minimum 20% deposit required. Service offer excludes VAT at 20%. Terms and conditions apply. 18s and over, subject to status. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services at participating van centres only.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting, or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
There's no easy way to say what we're about to say.
We believe your wife is a German spy.
This year, the truth will be discovered.
I know for a fact you'll be proven wrong.
Allied, starring Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard. Allied, in cinemas November 25th, rated TVC.
Hey, what happened to my kiss?
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Kent, the M20 heading towards London, an overturned car has been removed, was causing problems between junction 11 for Hythe and junction 10 for the A20 at Ashford South. Slow in Somerset on the M5 southbound, there's a wide load heading down the carriageway and it's close to junction 21 at Weston-super-Mare currently. Queuing on the M6 northbound in Cheshire, long delays between junction 16 for Crewe and 17 for Sandbach, there are roadworks there. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Aren't you a beauty?
Good girl.
Yes, you are. You want a little tickle. Ah, oh, you like that.
Could the driver of the Tiguan keep his arms inside the vehicle and the windows up at all times, please?
Feel confident in any situation in a Volkswagen Tiguan or Touareg. Visit the Volkswagen SUV event from the 28th of October to the 13th of November. Get £1,000 towards your deposit on the new Tiguan at 5.1% APR representative with Solutions personal contract plan and a free service plan. Participating retailers, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fear. Comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hi, hello, hey, you know what, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon, it's 23 minutes past 3 o'clock, and it's time for a man from Talk Sport Oh, we've got some reactions, by the way, before we do.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got some reactions for the big debate, which, of course, was about milk. Do we need milk in post-Brexit Britain? That's the question when we've got jeggings and forgotten passwords. Are our jails already too full of milk? Should we release some of that milk? Or should we put more milk in jail? That's what people are saying. What have you got, Connie?
Lots coming in. John, I am a milkmaid. Without milk, what will I do? I've tried being a tea's maid, but that's been a piece of equipment, so it doesn't work.
Yeah.
John, if we don't use milk, milk will stay in the udders and cows will get so milky udders that their udders will explode.
Yeah.
What if ISIS get hold of the exploding udder cows?
Yes, it's a good...
You know, they could sneak them onto tubes or something.
Yeah, it's a good...
It'd be awful.
It's a very good question.
Smelly.
Something we need to think about, I think. Donald Trump, of course, has said that he's meeting Barack Obama in about 35 minutes' time. He's already said today, he's waded into the milk debate, actually.
Oh.
Donald Trump, he said he was going to stop any foreign milk at the border. It stays at the border. Foreign milk not allowed into America. Under his presidency. If you've got an opinion, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, let's meet a man with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz to review the showbiz. He's called Rhys. He is out of off of Talk Sport, and he joins us once again. Hello, Rhys.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. It's lovely to have you back in.
Thank you.
Now, I can see already you are smeared in the show business.
I certainly am. It's all over me.
You've got a little bit... You've got some... Just buy it.
Yep. Hang it. Oh, I've got it.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Down a bit.
Down there.
There you go.
All right, cool. Nice one.
Showbiz there.
Nice one.
So, where are we starting? I think we're going America heavy.
I think so. I think there's something to do with some sort of political angle.
Yeah. It does seem... This whole Trump business, mm-hmm. and certainly Clinton, appear to have brought out the celebrities. I don't understand the fascination with politicians going, I know, I'll get endorsed by celebrities, because that could backfire. Hillary Clinton brought out John Bon Jovi, and that didn't help, did it?
No.
I mean, you know, much as I like Bon Jovi,
exactly,
it's not going to help you.
No.
So, and it didn't.
No.
So what have the celebrities been saying?
The celebrities. Samuel L. Jackson has said he's going to move his... he's going to move to South Africa.
South Africa, right, specific, yeah.
Yep. Veteran actor... Oh, no, hang on. Scream actress, Neve Campbell.
Yep.
Born in Canada, says, controversially, she's going to move to Canada.
Right.
Right. Which I thought was a bit strong,
yeah.
To be honest. It's bringing out the ugly side of people, this. Amy Schumer is the one that's interested me most, because she said, it's not funny, you shouldn't be saying that you should be leaving America. You know, this is the time we need you the most. And in the article I read, the star who joked about moving to Spain if Trump was president. So she literally said that she was going to move out and is now criticising people who said they're going to move out.
I've seen a lot of Trump supporters today,
mm-hmm.
saying, just sort of sitting back and going, then, well, off you go then, celebrities. You all said you were going. Why are you still here? Have you got your ticket? Is the bag packed? Because this has happened. This happens famously back in the day. Various people said they were going to leave if Brexit happened. Very celebrities.
Yeah, lots of people were going to New Zealand if Brexit happened.
Right. They're all still here,
as
far as I'm aware.
They're all still here.
Galloway said he'd go to New Zealand if Trump happened.
Yep, so George Galloway not on tomorrow.
No, no, he's not.
On Talk Radio. He's going to be...
Find some other big mouth.
Yeah, with a hat. In New Zealand. Celebrities just like to wade in, don't they?
They certainly do. Miley Cyrus has done a crying video saying that her heart's in a million pieces and stuff like that.
Oh.
I couldn't confirm whether there was any twerking or not, but probably.
Yeah. I mean, twerking, to be honest, twerking is excessive exercise.
Yep.
And it could have a detrimental effect on one's heart. If one
Absolutely.
Twerks too much, one's heart could shatter.
Especially while they're in a million pieces. She's got to look after herself at some point.
Yeah. She's... But I'm glad she's waded into the debate, because for me, the opinion of Hannah Montana was very much missing from the entire campaign.
That's where you've got to go to your politics, is sort of very bent out of shape former Disney stars.
Very bent out of shape during the twerking, I noticed.
Absolutely.
Literally bent.
She could use her wrecking ball to knock down the Mexico wall if she hates Trump much.
That's a good idea. Yep. If she wants to put her wrecking ball where her mouth is, why doesn't she take the wrecking ball down...
Lick all the tools that are being used so no one will want to touch them.
That's right, because in the video she licked the tools, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So she goes down to Mexico. She goes down Mexico Way.
Yep.
She goes down to the building site. picks up their tool, licks them, leaving her saliva on them, rendering them unusable, and then deploys a wrecking ball to any bit of the wall they've actually... I take it back. I'm glad Miley Cyrus is helping. Anyone else helping us?
Katy Perry stripped off and said she sort of wanted Hillary Clinton to win. I mean, if Katy Perry getting naked isn't going to get you being the president, then...
Well, there's no hope.
You got to worry, haven't you?
Yeah, there's no hope at all.
No, absolutely.
No. So, look, I know the Trump story is important, you know, and I know we all want to know what the celebrities think.
It's the next guy coming up that's the big story that's running for 2020 that we've all got to worry about.
Go on.
Kanye West.
Has he said that?
More to come.
Ooh.
More to come. In Reese's Showbiz Roundup, a man from TalkSport with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz. Also in the next half an hour, of course, Paul Rossmaster, a radio presenter of note, will be playing Paul Rossmaster, quizzed as to their knowledge of full radio talk set breakfast man, Paul Ross. That's in the next half an hour, Paul Rossmaster. And, of course, we'll talk to Sam Delaney, who is live in Washington, D.C., ahead of drive time starting at 4. Just coming up to 3:30, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Britain's youngest ever double murderers have been given life sentences with... Thanks, John. That's better, isn't it?
The microphone didn't work there.
It's a great story for this to happen on. Okay, so Britain's youngest ever double murderers have been given life sentences with a minimum of 20 years for stabbing a woman and her daughter in their beds. The teenagers, who were 14 at the time, killed dinner lady Elizabeth Edwards and 13-year-old Katie in Lincolnshire. DCI Martin Holvey gave a statement outside Nottingham Crown Court.
The planning that went into this brutal murders of Elizabeth and Katie as they slept in their own beds was cold, ruthless and chilling, as was the lack of remorse shown by the two juveniles afterwards.
It's understood Theresa May has now spoken to Donald Trump over the phone after he was elected US president. The Republican is due at the White House shortly to meet Barack Obama to discuss the transition of power after spending the morning speaking to other world leaders. The NHS in England is considering its move after losing a Court of Appeal battle over an anti-HIV drug. The health service has been told it has the power to commission and ultimately pay for PrEP, which has been described as a life changer in the fight against the virus. Police investigating how a tram derailed yesterday, killing 7 people, say one almost came off the tracks in the same place last week. British Transport Police say it will take time to identify all of those who've died. And Prince Harry has made his first public appearance since confirming he's dating American actress Meghan Markle. He joined the Duke of Edinburgh to pay tribute to the nation's war dead at Westminster Abbey's Field of Remembrance. The weather showers will ease through the evening, leaving most places dry over night. The temperature getting down to freezing in Scotland. Tomorrow, most of the UK will be dry with some sunny spells, wet and windy in the west later. Cold with highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
It's all right.
Yeah. You got the right microphone in there. That's good news.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the other one.
Broked. Right, Victoria back with the news at 4 o'clock, of course. And we're expecting round about 4 o'clock, Barack Obama and Donald Trump will meet in the White House. And Sam Delaney will have full coverage of that for you from 4 o'clock on Drive Time here on Talk Radio. Next, we continue with finding out who the next president of the United States may be after Trump.
2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington on Talk Radio. Join Sam Delaney this afternoon at Drive from 4 and get all the latest breaking news from across the pond with essential reaction, insight and analysis as events unfold. It's the star-spangled supersized Drive show that's got more static than Donald Trump's hairpiece in a Van de Graaff generator. 2016 US election special with Sam Delaney, live from Washington this afternoon at Drive from 4 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello, you're listening to Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Very quickly, before we dip ourselves back in the fetid pool of showbiz, some of your reactions have been coming in. As I say, don't forget, if you do have a reaction, we are very, very happy to receive it from you. You can react In the following ways. You can use 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can pop your reaction into one of Talk Radio's reaction bins. Every day sees more of them installed in car parks, supermarket car parks around the country, next to the bottle banks. If you're popping down the bottle bank just to pop your bottles in after your binge teary drinking, once you discovered Donald Trump was the new leader of the free world, then while you're doing that, pop a reaction into the Talk Radio bin. It's a black bin. It's branded with Talk Radio in red. And the three slots, one at the top for extreme racist reactions. The middle one is for moderate reactions. The slot at the bottom just for sort of quite dull reactions. To be honest, the ones at the top, the racist ones, mostly go to Julie Hartley Brewer's programme. The others get distributed fairly evenly around the station. Here's what's been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, how can America put some idiot from The Apprentice into their political system? You'd never see that happen in this country. John, what have I done to deserve this? That's from the Pet Shop Boys.
Thank you very much indeed. Now let's find out who the next president of the United States is going to be, because Reese is here from Talk Sports, and he has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but maybe we should take an interest, for Trump may not be the most controversial president in the history of the United States. Come 2020. Reese, who's it going to be?
It's going to be Kanye West.
Makes sense.
Yep. He previously said that he was going to do it, and now that this has happened, this utter sort of shambles in a lot of people's eyes, his followers have taken to Twitter to ramp up the whole Yeezy for... Hashtag Yeezy 2020.
Yeezy.
Yep.
Yeezy 2020.
Yep.
Right.
They reckon because Trump got in, he's got a good chance.
To be fair, you know, that's probably accurate. Because if Trump can get in, it sort of makes you think anyone could do it.
Well, this is the American dream, isn't it? They want anyone to whose father earned billions and they inherited it by doing not much work,
yeah,
can become president by being friends with the right people and, and saying some outlandishly horrific things.
That seem to be out of step with the liberal elite, which is what he's tapped into, of course.
Certainly has, yeah.
Now, Kanye, as we know, is mental, so he's gonna is he gonna wrap his manifesto? I mean, what would a Kanye presidency involve? Because he's already got the ego of a president.
He certainly has,
in
yes.
that sense, hasn't he? What's his wife again? What's she called?
I don't know.
First lady,
Kylie, Chloe,
Kim Kardashian.
That's it.
Yeah. You don't really hear a lot about her.
No, that's why I didn't remember her name.
And especially in this section.
Yeah. That's right. But it's... She could become the First Lady of the United States, of course. And she's noted for her enhanced buttocks.
Yes.
Of course, let's not forget that. And she might well be... It's all about first, isn't it? Have you seen it with the presidency? Because the idea, if Hillary had become president, and because it was the first woman president, breaking through the glass ceiling, as they've been talking about, Barack Obama, first black president, now Trump, first possibly certifiably insane president.
Yeah.
And she... Kanye... first mad president? No, probably the other, there was a lot of those. But she would be the first lady with enhanced buttocks, I'm guessing.
Possibly.
And I don't know the facts, but...
The first lady coming in has posed nude for GQ before. There's a big deal being made of that.
Mm.
Donald Trump's sort of very attractive former model wife, which is another thing that... It does make you laugh when you look at it, because he's not a looker, is he, old Trump?
It's an understatement, but yeah, you're right. Yeah. I wonder how that happened. Yeah.
Yes, that yeah, yeah.
He must
True
have
love.
A great personality behind closed doors.
He must be a real laugh.
Yeah.
Good cuddler.
Yeah.
Excellent cuddler.
Imagine being spooned by Trump. just take a moment, right? Just take a moment now. Just whatever you're doing. Maybe you're at work. Pop down your pen. Pop down your mouse. Just take one little moment there. Just close your eyes. Listen to my voice. Close your eyes tight. Don't do this if you're driving, by the way. Close your eyes tight. Now imagine being spooned by Donald Trump. I love you. There. Don't we feel worse now?
It'd be hard to sleep in the same bed because of all the machinery and the beeping that's keeping him alive. The beep.
And all that orange coming off on the sheets.
Yeah.
You look like you've gone to bed with a bag of Watsits.
I'd rather go to bed with a bag of Watsits.
So Kanye, is he giving us a date that he's going to stand? Is he
the future president-elect West?
Yeah.
has not currently made a statement on this, but his flock of fans, because obviously he's only supported by seagulls.
Yeah.
have kind of put the word in for him. They think that this is the logical step forward. America is so totally broken and, you know, divided that Kanye West, who hasn't really made a decent album in about two or three, is the answer.
To
is
be
the way
fair,
forward.
Though, Donald Trump's never made a decent album, has he? So
that is what he's got over Trump. Yeah, no. Yes.
He has got the advantage. Mm-hmm. Well, anything else in showbiz? Make us feel any dirtier than we already do?
Brad Pitt has been out and about without his wedding ring.
Oh, yeah.
He was out at the Allied premiere, which is alongside Marion Cotillard, obviously.
Yeah, that's that film about carpets.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the woman who was rumoured to be the one he was cheating with.
Yes, but that she denied it, didn't she?
She denied it. Yeah, it really upset her husband and her child,
yeah.
Imagine
the media doing that.
I know. Being so careless and reckless.
Yeah.
He's been spotted out and about.
Spotted.
The funniest thing about this story is he's out there sort of at this premiere with everything going on. And the last line of the story is he showed off his chiselled jawline and smouldering pose as the picture is taken. This guy's literally just been cleared of child abuse and he's literally going through a divorce. But all this news story cares about was his chiselled jawline and smouldering pose.
You see, I get the same problem when I go out and about.
I know.
I go out and about and all people talk about is my chiselled jawline.
I know.
And my smouldering pose.
Absolutely.
Which is a smouldering posing pouch, if I'm honest.
It's off-putting from here, to be fair.
I know. You can cut your hand on it.
Yep.
Well, that's the showbiz, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Showbiz there. US election special, almost.
Nothing special about that election.
No, you're right. Reese, thank you so much for coming in again. Always a pleasure to see you and have your take on the world of showbiz. You are literally our conduit to what's going on, to the things that really matter.
That makes me feel warm. Thanks.
Good, you're welcome. I'll spoon you if you like. That is Reese with the showbiz. In the next bit of the programme, then, today, it's a Thursday, and that means there is an edition, the weekly edition of Paul Rossmaster, the quiz in which radio presenters are quizzed on their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's coming next here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a two-year-old son and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. It took me about 4 weeks to get my personal license together and my vehicle license together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get out of jail free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You can do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what, if you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in the car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Higher purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
At Wickes, there's buy one, get one free on all GU10 light bulbs. So you'll always have the right bulb right when you need it. Wickes, let's do it right. Excludes mix and match.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Kent, the M20 heading towards London, an overturned car has been removed, was causing problems between Junction 11 for Hythe and Junction 10 for the A20 at Ashford South. Slow in Somerset on the M5 southbound, there's a wide load heading down the carriageway and it's close to Junction 21 at Weston-super-Mare currently. Queuing on the M6 northbound in Cheshire, long delays between Junction 16 for Crewe and 17 for Sandbach, there are roadworks there. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Aren't you a beauty?
Good girl.
Yes, you are. You want a little tickle. Ah, you like that.
Could the driver of the Tiguan keep his arms inside the vehicle and the windows up at all times, please?
Feel confident in any situation in a Volkswagen Tiguan or Touareg. Visit the Volkswagen SUV event from the 28th of October to the 13th of November. Get £1,000 towards your deposit on the new Tiguan at 5.1% APR representative with Solutions personal contract plan and a free service plan. Participating retailers, 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusion supply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, so he hasn't moved to New Zealand then, George Galloway. Turns out he is on tomorrow night. But he said, well, if Trump got in, he'd take his hat and leave or something, even though he doesn't live in. Confusing, isn't it? Speaking of other presenters, by the way, you know, James Whale has started his show.
Yeah, started his show.
Sorry, I like James Whale. But what I don't like is the fact that Talk Radio, the web people, have now just tweeted a link to something that James had on his show yesterday. As though it was look what they've done on there, which was to have Tommy Walsh from Ground Force talking about how to build the Mexican wall.
What a good idea.
It was a good idea back when we did exactly the same thing about 3 months ago, though, wasn't it? That was when it was...
On the 1st of September.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly, but
not even that long ago. It was a pretty good idea then when we got Tommy Walsh from Ground Force on our show to do exactly the same thing. And then 3 months later, it turns out it's a good idea. So good, in fact, it's worth copying it. And even though it got tweeted by just now about James Whale having that... you'd think the web people would have noticed the fact that they put it up as a link to our programme back in September when it was our idea. You'd think that, wouldn't you? You'd think that. You'd think that the producer would somehow go, yeah, this has been done, this has all been done, and yeah, but can I have the number anyway? You'd think, wouldn't you, that...
You can join James Whale, who will be on tonight from 7 o'clock with all his favourite features, The Lonely Dinner Club. The Big Argument,
yeah.
And The News Hijack. Don't know what that is.
That's right, and the news in limericks. it's time to play... Andy, you'll probably do this as well. It's time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. On the radio. It is radio's least favourite quiz, where radio presenters are tested as to their knowledge of the full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. On the phone to play today is a man called Danny Milo. He's off of Pulse One. He's also off of Virgin, our sister station as well. Of course, hello, Danny.
Hello, how are we?
There, good. Yeah, you good? How are you? What's...
I'm all right. I've just woken up from a nana nap, 20-minute nana nap.
Is that, as a breakfast presenter, it's 20 minutes is what you find you need in the day, is it?
That is life. I now know how a cat feels.
Yes. Well, don't grab one. That's what Donald Trump got in trouble for saying. Danny, so tell us a little bit about Pulse One for a start, for those that may not know.
We wake up really early, and we do a show for the wonderful people of Yorkshire. And we have lots of banter, and it's great because we get to play lots of Adele and Ellie Goulding, as we all love those two wonderful artists.
Yes, I can tell that you do. So so you do this, of course, it's part of the same media group that TalkSport is part of, Talk Radio and Virgin and so on and so forth. And it's good to talk to you, Danny. I know you've done some stuff for Virgin down here as well for us, is that right?
Yeah, of course, me and my radio wife, Rosie, we do Sundays, 4 till 7. Right. So if you get bored of the charts, come and join us.
Yeah, no one gets bored of this. Right, so, Danny, I don't know what your knowledge of Paul Ross is like. Is it good?
Amazing, yeah. I found out last week he loves watermelons.
Fine. Let's hope that crops up in the quiz. Three questions, Danny Milo. You are trying to get to the top of the leaderboard, which is where everybody else is, and you are playing for some points, Danny, some points.
Very excited.
So here we go with this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Question number one, Danny Milo, breakfast presenter of Pulse One, afternoons on Virgin. It's a movie film release question. New movie film release news now. A new film movie film that's released just now is, of course, the new Harry Potter spin-off new movie film release, Fantastic Radio Presenters and Where to Find Them. The year is 1926, and Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross has completed a global excursion to find and document an extraordinary array of magical broadcasters. He does what anyone would do and traps them in a suitcase, but a series of contrived contrivances lead to the presenters escaping. Some are innocuous and barely register, such as Fern Cotton. Some are harmless, such as Magic FM's Richard Allinson, but but some are dangerous, such as anyone from Radio 1 in the 1970s. To save mankind, Paul Ross must track them down and return them to his pan-dimensional valise, all while hosting 4 hours of topical chat and entertainment between 6 and 10 every weekday morning. But Fantastic Radio Presenters and Where to Find Them isn't the only radio-based fantasy film, Danny Milo. Name the other one. Is it A? Avatar Bucks. Radio 2 presenter Lisa Tarbuck is a paraplegic marine dispatched to a planet where blue people live. Is it B? Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkabanister. Pure blood wizard Sirius Black is locked up inside Jeremy Vine's occasional stand-in, Matthew Bannister. Or is it C? Jumanji me Savile. We'll not elaborate on that one. That's Jumanji me.
Can I go with Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkabanister, please, John?
Yes, you can, and it's the right answer. Very good, Stark. Very good. Okay. Here's question number two. It's history-based exploration news, and this is, give or take 52 other weeks of the year, nowhere near the anniversary in 1912 of when explorer, adventurer, and talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross led an expedition of radio presenters to the South Pole, making landfall on what came to be known as the Ross Ice Shelf, named after the one-time host of the ITV Police Appeal show Crime Monthly. The trip soon ran into difficulty. During a blizzard, Paul Ross of the Antarctic famously walked out of his tent, uttering the now famous words, "I'm coming out now, I may be some time." One by one, his intrepid broadcasting-slash-exploring colleagues all perished from a combination of exhaustion, starvation, extreme cold, and something they caught from Dave Lee Travis. But of course, apart from the ill-fated expedition led by Paul Ross of the Antarctic, what other radio-based exploration is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, Sir Edmund Hillary and his Sherpa Tenzing Norgay, who were the first to navigate the difficult route up BBC Radio 2's Paul Gambaccini? Is it B, French adventurer Jacques Cousteau taking a submersible into a previously unexplored region of Julia Hartley Brewer's underwater trench? Or is it C, Sir Francis Drake, who was the first explorer to successfully circumnavigate Chris Moyles, proving once and for all that the DJ was fat?
I'm going to go. Anything with Julia Hartley Brewer's underwater trench wins it for me. Can I answer B to that?
Is that all right, John? Yeah, it's the right answer, Danny. Very good, very good. Okay, final straight now. This is the last question. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music.
Off she went with a chompity chomp, 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 chomp. Now Nelly the elephant had to jump and jump, but up in the jungle, off she went with a chompity chomp, 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 chomp.
Well, that was, of course, Nelly the Elephant celebrating the 45th President of the United States of America. Here's your unrelated question. An extensive study of the growth rings of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenters suggests a link between the rise and fall of radar figures and sudden shifts in Europe's climate. Scientists found that, like trees, when Paul Ross is cut open, he reveals much about periods of warm, wet summers and times of climate instability. Here's your question. Name five famous trees.
Trees. Can I go with... palm tree.
Good.
Oak tree.
Yeah, that's two.
Tea tree oil.
Good.
And...
you'll have to put a timer on you, Danny, I'm afraid.
G-class bushes.
Afraid you're out of time, and all of them were wrong. Name five famous trees. Here's what I had written on the card. Tea of Versailles. Dyson. That's it, the disease. Zemay, the Prime Minister. Poet. Blind mice. Now, we've got to, Danny, we've got to work out your score. We'll do it quickly. We'll have to do it quickly because we've got to go over live to America where Sam Delaney's waiting for us, I think. But you were looking for some points, remember? Some points. So let's just very quickly tap your details into
the system. I've already fired it up.
I can see that you have. Into the system. Just entering your data.
Danny, my hides.
It's Milo with a Y.
Oh, Milo.
Milo, you put Milo.
Oh, yeah,
put
with my a Y. Hides. Milo with an I between is the purple one.
Yeah.
Purple one.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. I'll just print that off.
Okay, good news. Okay, here we go. We're going to print that off. It's quite a slow printer, though, Danny. I apologise in advance for that.
No worries. I work for the same company, so I'm aware of that.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know what it's like. It's a very slow system, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slow system. Okay, we're looking, Danny Milo, for some points. It will put you, if you are victorious, at the top of the leaderboard with everybody else. Cornelius?
Well, I'm just looking at the data, John.
Danny Milo from Breakfast on Pulse 1 and Virgin Radio on a Sunday afternoon.
Danny Milo has scored.
Yes. Yep.
Some points.
He's got some points!
Yeah! Danny Milo.
Yes!
Well done. That was Danny Milo off of Breakfast on Pulse 1 and also Virgin on a Sunday afternoon, getting some points and thus to the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played in this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Good afternoon to you. 4 o'clock, of course. Sam Delaney will be with you and should be taking news of Barack Obama meeting Donald Trump in the White House. He's talking to us now. He's in Washington, D.C. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hello, John Holmes.
Hello there. How's it? We're a day, 24 hours after I last spoke to you. What's the mood now in Washington, D.C., then? What are we looking at?
It's utter chaos.
Is it?
I went for a run this morning past Joe Biden's vice presidential compound, which is around the corner.
Yeah.
And I was, I'm staying very immersed, obviously, in the fallout from this seismic political event here. But I was actually, to be honest, listening to a TalkSport podcast from the weekend. And I was sort of relaxed. And then suddenly, no word of a lie, a wild deer ran out of the presidential compound and directly towards me. I practically jumped out of my skin. And I just thought, well, this is it. This is how the end begins.
Yeah.
There are wild animals just roaming the streets of Washington.
So Trump has essentially released animals.
He's released animals onto the street. Yeah. Either he has given an order to the animal kingdom, or the animals have understood now that the human race is in such a dire state that they can rise up, stop obeying the rules, and just go and do whatever they want. I'll tell you something else, John, yeah. which I don't know if you or Con know about this. I didn't before I came here.
Go on.
They have black squirrels here in Washington. Jet black squirrels.
Well, they are a very diverse city, so I'm not technically surprised.
They're being shot by all the foxes, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what. Have you? I mean, when you say there are black, I mean, are you overrun with them now?
Seriously, there are black squirrels everywhere. They're actually extremely stylish. I'm not a fan of the grey squirrel. I think they look like vermin. And you expect to see a lot of red squirrels here, but they're jet black. They look like they've been designed by Chanel, and they're very appealing. I've seen them everywhere, and none of us here on the Talk Radio team, none of the guys we're with, knew anything about them. They were shot to their very
well. I imagine under a Trump presidency, we'll see no more black squirrels allowed into the country.
Perhaps
anyway,
be a culling, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're probably right, and they'll all be shot. Sam, I believe Barack Obama's going to be meeting with that bloke,
Don,
very shortly.
There's an awkward meeting about to take place in the White House. Barack will be meeting Donald, his lovely wife. What's her name again?
What?
Ivania.
Mrs.
Melania.
Trump.
Melania. She'll be meeting Michelle, and Joe Biden will be meeting Pence. So there's three separate meetings going on in the White House. We're expecting it to be extremely awkward. Our man, Josh Cluderay, who's reporting for us here in Washington, is outside the White House now. He's going to be reporting back and speaking to some of the disgruntled anti-Trumpites who have assembled outside the White House today.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. Sam Delaney is in Washington, D.C., live with Drive here on Talk Radio from 4. We will be back tomorrow with our Friday show on Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.